anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rosks is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
President Bush meets Capitol Hill leaders.
The president's search for a new strategy on Iraq goes on.
E. coli spreads.
It's like not safe to eat anymore.
The TSA tests expanded access.
You might be able to get past airport security without a ticket.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, Iraq tops the agenda again this morning as the president meets with key congressional leaders. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
As part of his efforts to find what he calls a new approach to the situation in Iraq, President Bush meets in about a half an hour with congressional leaders of both parties. They're the latest in a parade of key members of the House and Senate Mr. Bush has been consulting in recent days. He still believes victory can be achieved in Iraq, but a new AP Ipsos poll shows fewer Americans back that view. Only 63% of those surveyed think a stable democratic government can be established there, and just 27% approve of Mr. Bush's handling of Iraq. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
In Iraq, a major U.S.-led raid has left 20 insurgents dead. There were no American casualties, but it has been a very deadly month for the U.S., with 33 troops killed already. One of them, a 24-year-old from New York, and his story has an especially poignant twist. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Just days before he died, Army Sergeant Yevgeny Rindich bought an engagement ring for his fiancée on the Internet. It arrived Wednesday, the same day she and the rest of his family got word of his death. His heartbroken younger brother says Rindich had proposed over the phone to her a few weeks ago during his second tour of duty in Iraq, something he volunteered for, cutting short Green Beret training. Nick?
Well, the war has had a devastating effect on the lives of a growing number of reservists and members of the National Guard. With that story, we go live to CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
Nick, they come back from Iraq or Afghanistan only to discover they now have no job or a lower-level job or they've lost their benefits. Complaints like these from reservists and National Guard members have jumped 70% in the past 5 years. This, even though the law says reservists must be offered their old jobs or the equivalent. One set of employers with a different kind of problem: police forces around the country are losing officers to military.
This is the day a federal judge hears arguments on whether outgoing Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld can be sued in connection with the alleged torture of suspected terrorists. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen doesn't give the case much of a chance.
The law is pretty clear that officials typically have immunity from these sorts of claims, especially when they can argue that they were acting under some sort of legal or political authority.
The suit's been brought by Human Rights First and the ACLU. The E. coli outbreak is spreading, sickening at least 169 people in six states. 8-year-old Danielle Saunder of Boyertown, Pennsylvania, ended up in the hospital after eating at a Taco Bell.
I couldn't drink anything. I couldn't eat anything. I had to get this IV in my arm.
Well, Taco Bell has pulled green onions from all its restaurants. Investigators suspect they are the culprit and believe a California farm may be the source. The Transportation Security Administration is testing whether to ease restrictions on non-travelers at airports. Live to CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett. Dave, this is a trial run.
It is at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and it's coming to Detroit. The TSA is allowing people without a ticket to go through security checkpoints and then meet people at the gate, or to go shop on the concourse, maybe have a bite to eat. Airports would favor a chance to increase revenues. Non-travelers would have to be checked against terror watch lists, and right now in Dallas, only guests at hotels located at the terminals can be part of the experiment. But some critics of the plan say if you're not flying, you might make security lines longer. Nick?
A no-go for Space Shuttle Discovery last night. Low cloud cover was the culprit. When will NASA try again?
We have opted to make our next launch attempt on Saturday.
But the space agency's Bruce Buckingham says the weather forecast for tomorrow is pretty dicey, too. The Discovery's mission will take it to the International Space Station, where astronauts face a major rewiring job. Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Denver police think a murder in North Cherry Creek could be related to an attempted murder trial scheduled to start next week. 28-year-old Colonian James Clark was found shot Wednesday night outside her home on South Colorado Boulevard. Clark and another woman there were the victims of an attempted murder in 2005. The man charged in that case set to go to trial on Monday. Police say some men entered Clark's home Wednesday night and shot her as she tried to get away. A $10,000 reward now being offered for information leading to an arrest. Colorado Governor Bill Owens says he's not interested in running for the Senate. He's hoping incumbent Republican Wayne Allard runs for re-election in 2008. Owens says he's now looking for a career in international business. Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette's stem cell research bill could be among the first battles Democrats bring to President Bush when they take control of the House and Senate next month. The Denver Democrat stem cell bill is scheduled to hit the floor of the U.S. House in the first days of the new Congress. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Good morning. Nice and easy as we get the commute underway. Friday light conditions have the interstates at good speeds, no wrecks. If you are headed through the tech center along I-25, good idea to watch your speed. All good in and around Boulder. Traffic just building up now on the eastbound side of the turnpike approaching I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Business owners, if you want half off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half off computers, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure.
What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Expect great things.
The Osgood File, December 8th, 2006.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 610. 10 minutes. Whoa, is that hot? 610, 10 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hello, 1. Testing. Am I okay there? We all right? Oh, okay, it's my headphones. 610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, the National Weather Service, which is where I get the forecast from, says that the high today is going to be 59 degrees under sunshine. That's a definite golf day, isn't it, Turk?
I'm not exactly sure if all that snow's melted off. I mean, yeah, I'd like to play golf this weekend, but it's not going to happen today. Got to get the Christmas tree up and all that stuff, and helping my dad move some stuff out of an office tomorrow down in Colorado City, which is going to be brutal.
Okay, no golf for Turk this weekend. Well, anyway, it's going to be a nice weekend.
60 tomorrow or something like that, right?
Yeah, 59 they say here. No, for tomorrow. 59. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 59. Sunday, mostly sunny, and a high of 54. Mary and I are celebrating Hanukkah / Christmas. You know, I don't want to get all these people started about the war on Christmas. / Kwanzaa / any holiday you want to name. We're celebrating it this weekend. Why? Because I found out yesterday, after I went to my nutrition class for my gastric bypass, that I have to start Tuesday on a mostly liquid diet for 2 weeks before the operation.
So you'll be eating your holiday meals over the next 3-4 days.
Yep. So we're having holiday meals over the next 3 or 4 days, and then Tuesday morning I should be in here and I should really be in a good mood. And by Wednesday, I'd really be on a tear. And I went to this thing yesterday, and now I got to tell you, even though I've got an email from people who have said, I've got an email pro and con about this thing. I have to tell you, I'm scared to death to go do this. But I'm going to do it because I don't have any choice.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
They went into it yesterday, all this stuff.
Well, man, the protein shakes will give you energy, probably. You'll come in here, you'll be hungry, but you'll have a lot of energy rolling around.
Think of the weight I'll lose in 2 weeks before I ever get on the operating table.
Well, like you've been telling me, you got to go and do a whole new, you got to go shopping, replace your wardrobe.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that slowly but surely, though, as the weight comes off. So, anyway, I'm embarking on a new adventure here. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, Mary and I are sitting around yesterday, totally, completely freaked out. Oh, because she's worried I'm not going to be able to do it. And I said, you know, I'll do it because I don't have any choice. I got to do this. I don't have any choice. I have to do it.
Is it going to be difficult for Mary because you're going to be eating, you know, you have to go on a liquid diet for, what, 2 weeks? And so what's Mary going to eat? She's got to fend for herself basically for the next 2 weeks, right?
She's going to call today. She's going to call Dr. Snyder today, and she's going to ask if she can go on it as well to be my moral support and help me go on it. And they have these support groups that you can go to. But I'm not big on going to support groups. I had a guy yesterday who, like, kind of knew who I was. Well, you're that radio guy, aren't you? And I kind of denied it, which was bad. I shouldn't have been. You know, he probably walked out thinking, oh, boy, is that guy rude. But I was so freaked out by all that information, and I just didn't want to say anything, so it was like, no, you got me confused with somebody else. So anyway, everybody can keep track up until the 25th, which is because we don't work the 25th, I think. So the last day we work is what, the 24th, December the 24th, which is about 2 weeks from now.
It's that Friday, which is the 22nd, or
is that the last?
I think it's
day?
22nd or 23rd.
22nd or 23rd is the last day we work. Then I won't be back. Then I go into the hospital the morning of the 26th, and I won't be back for probably 2 weeks after that. And we're going to get people to sit in for me. And one of the people I'm trying to talk to the management about is Angie Piccioni. See if we can get her to do a couple of shows, because she's bright, articulate, and I think would make a marvelous talk show host. You know who else could do talk radio and be really good at it, too, is State Representative Morgan Carroll. Could pull that off as well. She's very articulate and very smart. So we'll see what comes down here in the next couple of weeks and also the next couple of months. And hopefully the only thing that's going to come down is my weight. All right, it's open phones here on Friday, 303-713-7600, as it is every Friday. And it's anything you want to talk about, from Iraq to whatever may be on your mind. Also, we have Christy Harvey coming up this morning. At 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking to her from the Center for American Progress. She's Director of Strategic Communications and serves as editor of the Mic Check. So, anyway, the phones are open, and as they always are this time of the morning, and there's four lines, and anything you want to talk about is fine. It's interesting to sit back now and watch the right-wing response to the Iraq Study Group and what they are saying. And the New York Post ran a big front page blow up yesterday with a picture of, if you saw Oberman last night, you saw this, or you can see it on the web too, with a picture of Hamilton and also Baker, and called them surrender monkeys. And then Oberman last night had an audio video clip of Limbaugh rolling around in his chair, yelling and screaming, and going crazy over the whole, and calling it the surrender group and the whole thing. And you know what always hits me about Limbaugh? What always hits me about Limbaugh and a lot of these people is that they're so fixated on war, and they're so fixated on the idea of never admitting that you ever would make a mistake and that you would ever strategically blow anything. And they're so fixated on the idea of America, as long as it's their America, which is an America in which we all have to agree, and that where war is like an okay thing, like it's this thing that we have to support. Yet as I sit there on Pearl Harbor Day yesterday, or Pearl Harbor Eve yesterday, last night, watching this thing on Oberman of Limbaugh, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, this is a guy, and he's talking about World War II. And we pulled ourselves together during World War II, and he's going through this whole thing. This is a guy who never fought. I mean, he never, ever, ever fought in any war. And you know what's worse? What's worse is, and I remember this, because I've been in this business long enough, and I've done this format long enough that I remember it, he never voluntarily, he never openly ever came out and ever said, I never went to Vietnam. It was only after some guy wrote some article about him and did research on him that they found out the following things about him: that he had never gone to Vietnam, that he had never voted in an election, and here he was spewing out all this stuff. And it's like, I always get the feeling that, I always get the feeling that the only people who should be sitting on war councils are people who have been in war. Now, I know that's not practical. Okay, I admit that that's not practical. But in a way, it makes sense. Doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it make sense to go get guys like Senator-elect Jim Webb, like, well, you can name some people who have been in war. I mean, Jim Webb just comes to mind. Jay Fawcett, others. And get them to sit down and get them to make the decisions. Why? Because they know what the sacrifice is. Because they know what it's about. You know, guys like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, the rest of them, they've never been in war. And even if they've been in the service, it's still not the same thing as having some guy firing at you. Or seeing your friends die. Or having to read those obits. And I've told you this on the air before. I read those obits every single morning. And I do it to remind myself that we're in this situation. And so if I seem overly fixated on it, I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
And Center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel van interiors, visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Inglewood.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
Over the freeway and through the lights on holiday errands we go. Nuvi knows the way to avoid traffic pileups. The Garmin Nuvi GPS with traffic alert options. Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
Give a Garmin.
Andy Rhodes.
today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nick Robinson, BBC News. Mr. President, the Iraq study group described the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating. You said that the increase in attacks is unsettling. That will convince many people that you're still in denial about how bad things are in Iraq and question your sincerity about changing course.
It's bad in Iraq. Can I help?
Oh, boy. He was mad yesterday. He was really mad yesterday, wasn't he? And it was good to see. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6. High today, 59, sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk, open phones. Let's get to the phones, and we go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Listen, I just wanted to call you to tell you my wife's a surgical nurse. You're going to do fine. Okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
You got a good doctor, Dr. Schneider. He knows what he's doing. The technology, the procedures have advanced since Al Roker had his. There's a guy that can give you some moral support and all that's in your industry, and you're going to do fine. Second thing is I hope you get the word out a little bit today, and maybe you get some calls about the situation with Air America getting, lambasted, waylaid around the country in different stations, because I think I'm a Scorpio. I'm suspicious, you know, by nature. And anytime I smell something bad, I always think of conspiracy, and in particular with Republican fascists, they take a page out of the Joseph Goebbels book of journalism.
What are you referring to with Air America? What exactly are you referring to?
Well, stations that are dropping shows, stations that are dropping the whole format altogether, and all.
Are you talking about in Boston and in Cincinnati?
Boston, Cincinnati, Washington, El Paso, Texas, Washington D.C. and all that. So, there's always, reason and truth in the middle.
No, there's reason why it's happening. I can tell you what the reason is.
What's that?
No ratings.
No ratings. Well, that's the kind of thing that you got to, you have to work. And it's only been, 2 years, 2.5 years. Fox lost a hell of a lot of money.
But in the media now, we don't function in those days anymore. We function in the days now where these large media conglomerates and corporations are publicly held companies that are owned by shareholders, and the responsibility is to turn a profit, and the responsibility is to the shareholders, and that's by law, and they don't have the time anymore to be able to invest in something that doesn't show immediate returns.
Right.
And that's the law of averages that we live in, not only in broadcasting, but in many, many businesses. And it's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. So
why,
you
got
to work,
why, who,
work
who,
a lot
who,
harder for your
who,
dollar.
Who,
I know that.
Who was on the air talking about it?
The guys on before you, the Young Turks out of L.A., and all they were talking about it got for, well over an hour, and they were taking calls of angry listeners saying, hey, listen, we're your constituents out here, so to speak, and we're losing this. You got to go to XM Radio and all of that stuff to pick it up, or go on to the Internet, which not everyone can do. And certainly, like me here driving to work listening to you, it's great. And I'll fight to the death for you. If 760 or whomever in Clear Channel decides that you're not doing the job, because you've been around for a long time. I've listened to you when you were first here. You've got, you've got a great hold on things. You're very entertaining. You're a great guy. And I'm not trying to, suck up to you, but that is the truth.
Well,
you are a voice out here that, that we sorely needed, and we've got you now, and it's going to be tough to let you go, as far as people like me are concerned.
Well, regardless of what happens with Air America, it doesn't affect us.
No, I hope not. I certainly hope not. Listen, one quick thing here about the whole thing with the Iraq study group. I didn't like the makeup of it in the first place. I got to tell you. But now you look at the attitude, just that one little comment that, that you played here, just before I called in, that Bush said, is that good for you now? Are you happy now or whatever else? That's the kind of attitude that these people have. They throw it in your face and they say, so now what do you want to do about it? And what I say is stand face to face with them and tell them we are not going to let this go on any longer. I've got a personal stake in this because I've got somebody over there. And hope,
praying that they get back in March for the last time and all. And, you know, enough's enough with these guys. I don't like Republicans. I don't like conservatives. I never will. I never will sit down with them. I know, you know, bipartisanship and everything else is the code word now, supposedly, for Democrats. You got to give it back to them and say, look.
Well, but I think there's ways to give it back to them, and I think there's ways to give it back to them. And, I mean, you can speak truth to them, and you can tell them how you feel without having to do the same.
Hey, we've been speaking
without having to do the same thing that they do. And what makes me laugh about all of this is that Limbaugh and the rest of these people have really now moved to the fringes. I mean, they're really on the fringes. I mean, when they sit there and go after people like Ed Meese, who is no liberal and is no... I mean, when they're after guys like Ed Meese, okay, they've moved so far to the fringe that they're on the planet Uranus. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're so out there that it's not... It's not credible anymore. It's not credible. And James Baker, think about James Baker for a second, okay? Whether you like him or you dislike him, whether you like what he did in the past or you don't like what he did in the past, fact is, you know, George Bush's father is one of his closest friends, and here he is. He's essentially saying to his closest friend's son, you're full of crap, and what you've done is wrong. That can't be easy for him. And now he's getting attacked by, you know, the likes of the radical right. Here's what I say to those people, okay? You know what I say to them, Mick? Fine. You don't like the plan. You don't want to face up to reality. You want to talk about surrender. You want to go through all of that. Okay, good. Then you can march to every college campus, and you can get every college Republican, and you can get them all to sign up and join. And by the way, P.S., you can go too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what you said about James Baker, it's that love-hate relationship that W has with his dad, that he goes off and he does things in spite of what the history was with his dad as the 41st president of the United States. He wants to, it's this one-upmanship with him, but what he's doing, Jay, is he's dragging us down along with him to prove his point. And I don't like it.
But you know what?
But
it's not going to continue to go on. He's going to have to face reality. And here's the problem. You know why these people are so mad? You know why they're so upset? You know why they're going crazy? I'll tell you why. Because they got nothing left. They've been proven wrong. And they're out of steam. And they're out of gas. Mick, have a good day at work, pal.
You too, bud. Good luck.
All right, see ya.
I'll be praying for you.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we couldn't ask for a better ride. No issues for you, really, as you make your way into work or school, including wrecks, except for one minor problem off the highway at Quebec and 52nd. Normal buildups now along southbound 25 through Thornton North Glen, and if you're aiming for downtown, 270 getting the busy traffic as well on that north end. And so far, we look great.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of From Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
So hurry in and save even more right now. Merry Christmas from Walmart.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons the Home Depot is my holiday decorating headquarters. Number three, their new holiday collection is an instant winter wonderland. Number two, I can deck the halls, the walls, the roof, and the yard. And number one, I can do it for less.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 20% on select holiday decorations. You won't want to miss our exclusive new holiday home accents collection. Turn your home into a showplace, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Limited time offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
33 minutes past the hour here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you're looking for a unique and memorable gift for the holiday season, and there's about 14 shopping days left now until the big day, what about a gift of a better night's sleep? That's right. You know, you can really give a good night's sleep with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. This is a great option for the spouse who has everything and deserves something really special. Plus, it's always fun to give a gift that you'll enjoy as well. The dual air chamber design of the Sleep Number bed means each of you will have your own Sleep Number on the same bed. Or what about the kids or your parents or a bed in the guest room? Everyone can benefit from the deeper, more restorative, and I always have trouble with that word, but you know what I'm talking about, the deep sleep that you get that makes you ready for the next day and makes you get up and just feel like taking on the world, and you'll get it with a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is anywhere between 75 and 80, but I've had it as high as 85, and I get the best sleep of my life, and so does Mary, too. And it's nice to have a bed that you can personalize. Each of us can set it the way we want it. The Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an old-fashioned inner spring mattress, but in industry tests, it's proven to last twice as long. And unlike other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been a Consumer Digest Best Buy and backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So give yourself or someone you love a holiday to remember. Visit your local Select Comfort store. You'll find great gift ideas starting as low as $19.99. And now through December the 10th, you can get free home delivery, setup, and mattress removal on the most popular bed sets of $150 value. Order by December the 10th, and you can get your Sleep Number bed in time for Christmas. Visit your local Select Comfort store for complete details. We've got Select Comfort stores all over the place here, so you can pick one that's nearest you. As a matter of fact, Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Okay, honey, this one's for you.
It's a new Tundra, the one with 271 horsepower.
It only happens once a year.
Can't believe it.
Our turn.
Sienna!
With the available DVD player.
Toyotathon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
4Runner, with an available 260 horsepower VVT-i V8 that'll take me places I'll never forget.
Yes, it's Toyotathon, the best time of the year, and the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
It's a Corolla, and it's red!
This is your opportunity for year-end savings, and while you're there, check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. You don't want to miss it, the Toyotathon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A situation on the ground is not the way we like it. We want to find just... I thought we would succeed quicker than we did, and I am disappointed by the pace of success.
You know, there's one anniversary we can't leave out. 26 years ago today, and I remember exactly where I was when it happened because I was on the radio, John Lennon was gunned down in front of the Dakota by Mark David Chapman. What a terrible, terrible loss.
Jay, it's funny you say that because I remember where I was in Huntington Beach, California when he was shot on vacation and with my dad staying at my aunt's house. And I remember how upset my parents were the day he was shot. I was real young. I was like, you know, 6 years old, but I definitely remember this day.
Yeah, I was on the air on WJZ in Chicago. It was a country station, so we went and looked for anything that had been written by McCartney and Lennon so we could play it. And all of the radio stations in Chicago, including the classical music station in town, WFMT, started playing Beatles. Just a terrible, terrible day. High today, 59. Sunny. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's open phones. Let's go to Carrie in Denver. Carrie, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to call and tell you that we'll definitely be thinking about you, and you're going to do fine.
Oh, thanks. I'll be okay. It's just that 2 weeks of that diet is going to be a little weird.
Yeah, and it's always scary going under the knife, but I have a good feeling about it, so you're going to do good.
Well, thanks.
The other thing I wanted to say is I listen to you every day, and I think it was Wednesday morning when the phones were so quiet. I thought about calling in, and it's just I felt so down about all the troops that we've lost recently, and it's not that we're tired about hearing about Iraq. I'm glad you talk about it. I've called you before and said don't stop talking about it for a second. But, and I think I'm not alone here, a lot of people are just down right now. It's not that they're burnt out about it. It's just kind of depression setting in.
Yeah, I can understand that. And frustration, too, because this Iraq study group situation, not everybody got what they wanted. Not people on the left, not people on the right. Not everybody got what they wanted. Now, there's a school of thought that says that if everybody doesn't get what they want, then it turns out pretty much to be a good deal. There are parts of it that make me extremely uncomfortable. For instance, I would like to see us set up a timeline to get out, and I don't see one in there other than 08. But the parts of it I do like, which, of course, Bush has already rejected, which is talking to Syria and Iran. So there are some parts in there that I really like, you know?
Yep, I know. I have two sons, two young boys, and they're going to be paying it off. Their kids are going to be paying this war off. And it gets downright depressing after a while. But at the same time, I don't want you to stop talking about it. We can't, and I wish that we were asked to sacrifice more so that we would feel it here a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree 100%, and I'm not going to stop talking about it, and I don't think anybody else should stop talking about it. And I do agree with you about the sacrifice. I think you're absolutely right. I think, and I think, too, that one of the biggest crimes that's been committed here is the fact that this administration and this administration's followers and people who think like the administration have refused to act in a civil manner and have refused to engage in a civil dialogue, but instead have chosen gross partisanship and un-American-like behavior as an answer to people's open dissent. And I think that's wrong. And I think that, yeah, we can have bipartisanship, but we also need, to a certain degree, call them on it and hold them responsible for it.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job at it, Jay. And we love you, and we'll be thinking about you.
Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it. Call me again.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Matt in Wheat Ridge. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, what kind of surgery are you going to have?
Gastric bypass.
Just lose weight the old-fashioned way, buddy, like Limbaugh did. Just eat less than you burn, and burn off more than you eat.
I can lose weight the old-fashioned way, like Limbaugh. Take massive doses of OxyContin.
Yeah, well, I'd suggest that. But anyway, I called about the Iraq thing. Here, it just looks like to me, stay the course with a prettier dress. And here's the deal, too: the Democrats do not have the gonads to pull us out. Because in order for the Democrats to pull us out, there's only one thing they can do, and that's cut funding, and cutting funding is political suicide. So we're going to be there in 2008. It won't be resolved until a new president is in there, and that's just the way it is, you know.
Well, I don't totally agree with that.
Well, I know you don't, but let's talk about Syria and Iran, talking with them. They are the enemy. We are not at war with Iraq now. We are at war with Iran. Iran is supporting the terrorists. Iran is a.
Let me ask you something. Are we at war with are we at war with Saudi Arabia?
Not the government, but there are plenty of terrorists in Saudi Arabia.
Well, there's a new religious war. No, excuse me. There's a story out now on the Associated Press that Saudis with money are reportedly funding Iraqi Sunnis.
Yep.
So are we at war with the Saudis too?
We are not at war with the Saudi government, and we're not at war with the Iran government. But both the Saudis, the Iranians, and the Syrians, and that whole religion, we are from their standpoint in the Middle East. Hmm. They think it's a religious war. They
really?
Think Monica Lewinsky. They think Monica Lewinsky
really?
was a spy for Israel. That's how whacked
really?
Out they are.
Oh, really? Where did you get that from?
On the Looming Tower.
The Looming Tower claims that they believe that Monica Lewinsky was a spy for Israel. What page is that on? Because I want to look it up.
Okay, I'll call you back tomorrow with the pages.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, but here's the deal, Jay. Don't go into surgery to lose weight. Just lose weight like most common people do.
Yeah, how about this? Why don't you give us a suggestion about how you would get us out of this mess?
I don't think we should leave.
That's what I figured.
I don't think we should
leave.
How old are you? I think we should be I'm 50 years old, and I served in the Army.
But why don't you go back and serve again?
I do, fat boy.
Here we go with the anger and the names. Yeah, the anger and the names, and that's conservative white America for you. The anger and the names. See, I don't really have an argument, so what I have to do is I have to call names. What do you do about that? How do you deal with somebody who's like that? I should ask him if he has a kid over there. You know? And here's something else, and John Turk brings this up, and he's really right about this, too. How can you be that angry at 6:44 in the morning? You know? How can you be that angry at 6:44 in the morning? You know, John Turk and I marvel. We marvel at the fact, we've talked about this a million times, we marvel at the fact that there are people out there that are like that. That are that worked up and that angry. That on the radio spectrum, there's just a little teeny place where there may not be people who agree with him, and he's so angry. Hey, Merry Christmas, pal, okay? Have fun in church this Sunday. 6:44. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It was still a good-looking ride. Only a couple of minor problems. Southbound 25 south of 6 had a couple of vehicles there off on the shoulder. Not really much of a factor right now. Had another wreck. It's off the highway. Quebec at 52nd. Northbound 225 in Aurora catching heavy traffic now as you approach Alameda. We have a few more cars now into the downtown area for your southbound drive along I-25 and still excellent conditions prevail across the tech center. Weather outlook for today, sunny, mild, and dry. A high of 55 expected. Right now, fair and 30. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more on everything you want and need for the holidays, from fresh food to hot gifts. It's all available at the Walmart price. So hurry in and save even more right now. Merry Christmas from Walmart.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now. Thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
Check and go. Convenient and confidential. Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check cashier.
Ever wonder what your dog and cat are up to while you're out holiday shopping?
What are you doing in the chimney?
I'm waiting for our presents to come down.
They're not coming down the chimney, Sootface. They're coming from Petco.
For the gifts your pet really wants, come to Petco for the big holiday savings event. Right now, Pals members buy two and get one free on all 12-ounce Greenies dog chews and save 10% on all Claw Pals cat furniture.
You better get down before they get back from Petco.
Wait, I'm stuck.
Petco.
where the pets go.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The United States will never be conquered by Muslims, ever. But you don't want it to reach the point where we have to, example, you know, level cities like Tehran, kill hundreds of thousands of people, which we may have to do.
Yeah, that's another paragon of virtue there, Bill O'Reilly. Who, there's a rumor, by the way, he's coming back on in the radio market here. Bill, sexual harassment suit O'Reilly. 49 minutes past the hour. It's open phones here on this Friday morning. Hi today, 59. One line open at 303-713-7600. And let's get back to the phones. We go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
First of all, that last guy makes the rest of us conservatives look bad, and I would hope that you don't judge us all by that guy. But
well, I think there's a good portion of you that, not, I don't mean you personally, but I think there's a good portion that fit that category that are extremely angry and are angry 24/7. And I've got tons of examples of, you know, not only their anger, but also acting in an uncivil manner. I have a cut I could play for you, and I'll play it later in the morning, unless you absolutely want to hear it now. Melanie Morgan, who makes a lot of television appearances, and her sidekick, I don't know who this guy is, I've never heard of him before. Sussman is his name, on KSFO in San Francisco, and you ought to hear the way they're talking about Barack Obama. I mean, it's disgusting. And why? And to what end? What does that do? I mean, if you don't agree with what Barack Obama stands for, if you don't like what he says, then just come forward and say you don't like what he says. But why would you pick on him personally?
Don't ask me. That never made sense to me. I got a couple quick points. First of all, good luck with your surgery. When you go out, I know you said you're going to be off for 2 weeks. Please don't have that lady back that you had when you had your your angioplasty.
I can't. I'm not allowed to make the decisions, man. You know what? They don't ever ask me.
If they do, I'm going to punch myself in the throat. But anyway,
don't do that.
Okay. So as far as the surrender group goes, and I call them a surrender group because I think that they're appeasers. They to have one of the things in there that Israel gives up the Golan Heights. I don't understand what that has to do with Iraq.
Because
that's like if you had a country that was the Grand Canyon, and you say, oh, you know what, we'll keep the bottom of the Grand Canyon, but we're going to give our enemies the rim. That's moronic.
Well, first of all, the Golan Heights doesn't belong to Israel. That's number one. And number two, because there is a school of thought, I happen to be in the school of thought, but there's a lot of people who believe this, that the problems that are going on in the Middle East run through Jerusalem and run through the Arab-Israeli conflict, and that if you can unwind the Arab-Israeli conflict, you can stop a lot of this. And most administrations prior to this one have acted on that belief, including this president's father. But this president and his State Department basically for the last 6 years have done nothing.
Okay, and my response to that, maybe it's not a direct response, but it's not the Jews that are in parts of Russia murdering people. It's the Muslims. It's not the Jews in Indonesia murdering people for their religious beliefs. It's the Muslims. It's not the Jews who are murdering people in Africa for their religious beliefs. It's the Muslims. The Jews aren't the problem. It's the Muslims,
well,
the radical Muslims.
They're not the problem. Yeah, but wait a minute. They're not the problem there. You're right about that. That has a whole other set of circumstances. But the problem that we're talking about here is we're talking about the Middle East. And the Israelis' hands are not clean in the treatment of Arabs and in the treatment of Palestinians who are not Jewish citizens. Now, if they're Jewish citizens and they're citizens of the State of Israel, they have the same rights as Jews living there. But if they're in occupied territories, they do not have the same rights, and they are not treated humanely, they are not treated fairly, and unless you unwind that situation And unless you fix that, you're going to have a continuing aggravation between the Israelis, the Palestinians, and the United States is going to be in the middle of it because the United States is allied with Israel, and that affects the United States' interests not only in the Middle East, but it affects our interests all over the world.
That may be true, but it, I believe, what's his, Ahmadinejad, or however you say his name, when he straight out says that they're not going to be happy until the 6 million Jews on the 5 mile strip in Israel are completely gone, it does no good to give back the Golan Heights. That's
yeah,
like
but when you,
giving
but,
your enemy high ground to destroy
no,
your country.
First of all, it's not his. First of all, it's not his land. Second of all, if you give the Palestinians a state, then you take the steam out of his argument. Third of all,
they've been offered a state repeatedly, Jay.
Yeah, but you know what?
And they won't take it.
You know what? They've been offered a state repeatedly, but they've been offered a state repeatedly with uneven circumstances and with interference and non-self-government. And on top of that, once again, I go back to what I said before, the Golan Heights is occupied territory that does not belong to Israel, that Israel took in the 1967 war, which was before you were born. And the fact is that takes the steam out of Ahmadinejad's argument. Also, let's talk about what people have said. You know, what he says is wrong, and what he says is crazy, and what he says is not rational, and you and I would agree on that. But how about this? How about if you and I were living in Tehran, okay?
Yep.
And we opened up the newspaper, and there were bellicose pronouncements by the President of the United States about our country and about our way of life and our leadership. How would you feel?
Give me an example of a statement, and I can answer that.
Axis of evil, short, small, runt.
How would you feel? Short, small, runt is ridiculous.
How would you feel? And it doesn't take a doctorate to figure this out. If you're just the average person, how would you feel if you and I were just average people living in Tehran or anywhere in Iran, and we picked up the newspaper, or we turned on the shortwave radio, and this is what we heard. We heard the President of the United States threatening us, which he's done, that there are going to be sanctions, that there's going to be responsibility, that there's going to be consequences to your actions. What would be your response?
You could look at it two ways. I'd either be irritated or upset with the President of the United States, or I'd be upset with my government for doing things that are
going
to warrant those actions.
Very, very few people in very few countries are ever upset with their own government. Usually what ends up happening is you have nationalism, and people have pride in where they live, and people have pride in their country and in their population, and they become offended.
Well, you know what, Jay?
And
I
when you
love
ratchet
the United
up,
States.
And when you ratchet up the rhetoric, as this administration has done, and you engage in cowboy diplomacy, and you tell people that unless they do what you want them to do, you're going to punish them. What reaction do you think you're going to get in response?
Like I told you, you could have two different responses. If their actions are warranting the rhetoric, i.e., funding terrorists, then I know that their entire population is not happy with I can't even say his name.
Ahmadinejad.
You know what I'm talking about. But back to your point, I love the United States. I love my country. I'm so irritated with George Bush right now. I wish they'd get rid of him. So.
Yeah, but
for the things,
but you know something.
He's
but,
done in office.
But have you ever heard this statement? Have you ever heard this statement? This phrase. I can call my baby ugly, but if you call my baby ugly, that's something else.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. It applies in most people's emotional cases. And the fact is that the United States of America has done a lot of name-calling and very little diplomacy and a lot of threatening. And unless we unwind the Palestinian-Israeli situation and unless we begin to look at the world through more realistic diplomatic eyes, we are going to be stuck in the situation that we're stuck in now, where kids are dying every single day. And you know something? There is no concrete plan on the part of this leadership to get us out. Thanks for the call.
I
appreciate it. All right, we'll continue here with open phones, so stick around.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapanic.
I'm disappointed by the pace of success.
The American public may be even more disappointed than President Bush, and it's taking its frustration out on him, pushing the president's Iraq War approval rating to an all-time low 27% in a new Associated Press poll. Right now, the president's getting more input on how to turn things around. CBS's Mark Noller is standing by at the White House.
For the past half hour, he's been discussing the way forward in Iraq with congressional leaders of both parties, among them the Democrats who take charge next month. Mr. Bush says the American people expect a new strategy on Iraq, and he's planning a speech on the subject likely before Christmas. The recommendations of the Iraq Study Group will factor into his thinking, though he's made clear he has problems with a number of them. And he's waiting for three internal policy reviews as well. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
Military officials say an air and ground operation north of Baghdad has killed 20 al-Qaeda fighters, but a local mayor says five children were killed. One American soldier who died in Iraq this week was Sergeant Yevgeny Rindich of New York. His fiancée got the news with a knock at the door. 2 hours later, she got a FedEx delivery. The soldier's engagement ring was inside. Three peace workers who were held hostage in Iraq are asking for leniency for their kidnappers. James Loney says they should not be put to death.
We unconditionally forgive our captors. We have no desire to punish them. Punishment can never restore what was taken from us.
The kidnappers executed a fourth hostage, American Tom Fox. Unemployment edged up a notch in November to 4.5%, but in spite of weak housing and car sales, businesses added more jobs than forecast, 132,000. Ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 2 points. A post-9/11 airport security regulation is getting a second look. Live to CBS's Steve Caven.
After the terror attacks with travelers on edge, the Transportation Security Administration decided people who didn't have boarding passes could no longer go through security to meet friends and family at the gate or to use many of the airport shops. Well, now things are different, and the TSA will try a test program in Detroit and Dallas to see if that restriction can be eased. Possible drawback, this could clog screening lines, making the wait longer for everyone. Frank?
A farm in Oxnard, California is being investigated as the possible source of the Taco Bell green onion E. coli outbreak that sickened at least 169 people. 17-year-old Carol Ann Baker wound up in a New Jersey hospital after eating a double-decker taco. She may eat out less from now on.
I don't feel like going to those places anymore. It's like not safe to eat anymore.
For a week after a winter storm cut power, 19,000 homes in Missouri and Illinois still don't have it back. Officials want to know why.
When people are hurting anywhere in Illinois, it means our whole state has to rise to the occasion.
Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pitts.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, when I was a kid, we were always moving.
Oh, was your dad in the Army?
No, he had a moving company.
This holiday, you know what to get someone on the go?
Corrugated boxes.
A 17-inch dual-core notebook with a gig of memory and a 120-gig hard drive.
Ah.
Just $699.99 after savings and rebate.
Wow.
Plus, CompUSA has complete gift packs.
Really?
Buy a main item like a notebook or a TV and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are 8 different complete gift pack categories. See CompUSA for details.
Will you be watching when the Suns make us wonder if scoring 200 is so impossible? When we see a battle at the Staples Center with no visiting team? When the Bulls prove that younger is just another word for hungrier? Will you be watching when the Spurs show us 12 men can play with one heart? Will you be watching when?
Will you be watching when? The NBA on ESPN. Arenas and the Wizards face Iverson and the Sixers, followed by Wade and the Heat versus Carmelo and the Nuggets. Coverage begins tonight at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Two Green Mountain High School students under arrest for setting off an explosive device in the school cafeteria. Police say it happened at lunchtime yesterday when the students took common household materials and assembled a small homemade bomb. The 14 and 16-year-olds then detonated the device. The boys have been expelled. Police looking into threats of a Columbine-style attack found written on the wall of a high school in Greeley this week. Authorities have questioned one 16-year-old boy and placed him in a detention center after he allegedly threatened an assistant principal when she asked about the graffiti. A small plane crashed last night as it was approaching Meadow Lake Airport northeast of Colorado Springs. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says the single-engine Cessna was about to land when it clipped some power lines and hit a tree.
The pilot was able to get out of the plane. He only suffered minor injuries, and he was treated at the scene.
No one else was on board. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, so far no major issues for our Friday morning commute. 225 just filling in now across Aurora, both directions, northbound there at Alameda, and the southbound side getting into the Tech Center as you approach DTC Boulevard. Southbounders have the usual struggle on I-25 from 104th to 84th, and again, 38th to Spear for the ride across downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny, mild, and dry, high of 55. Right now, fair and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the Chrysler Premier Event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Chrysler vehicles. And before the year ends, get up to a $4,000 cash allowance on 2007 Chrysler vehicles or grab a great deal on the remaining 2006 models.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 59. Sunny skies. Going to be a real nice day, and it's Friday, too. And it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. At 303-713-7600. Has it been a long week? Do you think it's been a long week? No, not really. What do you think, Turk?
It's gone by pretty fast, in my opinion.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad. It hasn't been a bad week. You know, I think there's something. I think one of the reasons why I'm attracted to this Iraqi study group thing is because nobody likes it. You know? I think it's one of the reasons why I'm attracted to it. Because it's a deal that nobody likes. You got people on the left screaming about it, you got people on the right screaming about it. So I'm attracted to it for that reason. Although, as I said before, I'd like to see a timeline. I'd like to see us get out. But I really, 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 really think that it's done one thing. It's really let the cat out of the bag. That the fact is that the administration and that we just haven't been told the truth about what's going on over there, and that we've been being lied to for a long, long time. And that part of it I find to be really, really attractive. That it has blown up in the face of all these folks on the right. And this whole thing about surrender. Well, if you make a mistake, you have to correct the mistake. Now, the question is, how do you do that? And if you can't militarily win something, then what do you do? Do you just keep sending people to die? And all this bellicose behavior is just, it really amazes me. Disturbing story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Three senators yesterday asked the Pentagon to open an investigation into allegations of inadequate treatment and even punishment of soldiers at Fort Carson who seek help or treatment for mental health problems after returning from Iraq. The allegations were made by soldiers who said their superiors refused to allow them to seek treatment for mental health problems. One was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Democratic Senators Barbara Boxer of California, Kit Bond of Missouri, and Barack Obama of Illinois said the soldiers' allegations reported this week brought up a grave concern that soldiers weren't receiving adequate treatment. A Fort Carson spokesman declined to comment yesterday evening on the senator's request. This is really disgusting. This is disgusting, and it's bad news. It's bad news, and this should be looked into. God bless Barbara Boxer, Kit Bond, and Barack Obama for raising this and bringing this whole thing up. Because mental health, as I've talked about before, is a really big deal. And there's also a story yesterday that ran both in the Rocky Mountain News and also the Denver Post. And now Governor Bill Owens is getting into this. Log jam for mentally ill inmates. Dozens of mentally ill inmates are sitting in jail cells instead of receiving treatment that could allow them to stand trial because the state hospital has run out of money and staff to house and treat them. Denver District Judge Martin Engelhoff has threatened to hold the head of the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo in contempt for failing to treat one of the defendants for several months. But the problem is much larger than a single case, and it affects nearly 100 individuals, says a Denver lawyer appointed as a special counsel in the case. This is perceived as an epidemic, frankly. What this lawyer Iris Eaton has to say. Said it's a problem all across the state in larger cities and rural areas. Like, it's really, really sad these people are not being treated fairly. Their constitutional rights are being violated. And the problem is a national one. And we've always had a national problem as far as mental health goes in this country. I've talked about this a million times, about the fact that we have no recognition of it whatsoever. We have no recognition of it whatsoever in kids. We have no recognition whatsoever of it in adults. And that people, there are still people walking around out there, intelligent human beings, who feel that if they have a mental health problem, that they can't come out in the open, they can't talk about it, they can't say anything about it, because they're going to be looked down upon, and they don't want to get help. And there's all these kinds of urban myths surrounding it, and witch doctor voodoo type things about it, and people are into self-medication. And I've wondered openly on this show like a million times, and I'm doing it again this morning, about how many of these things, the problems that we have in this society from crime all the way up to people standing around on street corners with signs saying 25 cents or anything will help, how much of this is linked to mental health? And how much of this is linked to early intervention in mental health? And why we don't have any kind of discussion about this, about getting into kids' lives early? Now, you can't do it without the parents say so and okay, but adults should be educated about this stuff. I mean, we should be talking about this stuff openly. And more people should be coming forward and saying, well, okay, yeah, you know what, I had a problem, and this is what I did about it, and here's what you should do. And they have the courage to take on these problems instead of just letting them go. Yet, we we do. We just let them go. And I wonder how much crime can be cut down by getting in and by doing something about this. And also, too, you've got a problem of health insurance where a lot of people don't have coverage or they have inadequate coverage. I've been paying for it out of my pocket. Mary and I have for years. And I've worked for some places that have had some pretty good coverage. I've worked for places that had no coverage whatsoever. And we should have coverage. There should be universal coverage. And Tipper Gore, who I never agreed with her about the labeling of albums or CDs, but to her credit, she did try to raise the mental health question, and most people just shoved it off and didn't want to deal with it. And it's a shame, because it seems to me that we could solve so many problems. We really could. I mean, how many people out there do you think drink and drive, and how many people do you think out there drink because what they're doing is they're self-medicating? Or they fall into a pattern of drug abuse and can't get out of it. And because somewhere along the line in their lives there's a mental health question, whether they had something conditionally happen to them in their environment growing up, or they're in a situation where it runs in their family. And maybe mom and dad or grandma and grandpa never sat down and never said, listen, here's the deal. You remember Uncle Sid, don't you? Sure. Well, Uncle Sid was mentally ill. And Uncle Sid didn't die in a car accident, like we told you when you were 6 years old. Oh, he didn't? No, he didn't. No, Uncle Sid killed himself. Why did Uncle Sid commit suicide? Well, Uncle Sid committed suicide because he had mental problems. And this was 1952. And in 1952, they didn't know how to handle it. But now we're in 2006, and we do know how to handle it. And so if you feel like you're going down that road, and I realize you're only 10 years old or 11 years old or whatever the case may be, I want you to know that Mommy and Daddy are here to help you, that Mom and Dad will help you out, and that we understand. And that you got to let us know, or if we observe some kind of unusual behavior, then we're going to go out and we're going to go to the family doctor, and we're going to ask, and we're going to try to get help. 16 minutes after 7, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Miss any of the show, it's on podcast at am760.net.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
On C470 through Littleton Highlands Ranch, 6th Avenue, still in pretty good shape out of Lakewood. We're just seeing traffic start to line up there right at I-20. I-70 at normal speeds through Wheat Ridge. It's going to be a little tougher drive for you, though, on the opposite end. I-70 between 225 and 270. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, mild and dry conditions, high of 55. Right now, it's fair and 34 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the Jeep premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Jeep vehicles. And before the year ends, get up to a $3,500 cash allowance on 2007 Jeep vehicles. Or grab a great deal on the remaining 2006 models.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq. Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home.
Just wanna go home.
Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military.
I'm coming back home.
After 7, high today 59. Sunny. Going to be a really nice weekend.
Now that the day is over.
All right. It's open phones, and we'll go to the phones. Let me go to Will in Arvada, who's been hanging on. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, man. What's up?
Well, I had a couple of comments. The first one was maybe you want to give people an idea of what to look for if they know somebody who's committed suicide.
You know, that is good. That is a good idea.
I would like to add something here. I've been the survivor of three of them.
Oh, then you know what? Then talk about what you know.
Well, one of the things, and it's unfortunate that it works out this way, but one of the things is they become antagonistic. I think they're trying to separate themselves from everybody who loves them.
Yeah, that's very true. And they also become very, very secretive.
Well, I was going to say that next. Yeah, obviously they do. But as far as, flipping to a different subject...
Well, wait a minute, do you have anything more to add on that? Add on this? Because, I mean, this is important dialogue, man. You got anything more to add on this?
Well, a lot of times you can't see the pattern until it's too late, unfortunately. However, if the behavior becomes weird, you might just ask what's going on. You know, has this person always acted like this? You're really looking for odd behavior.
When you say odd behavior, you mean behavior, like, in other words, somebody who's always, and I know this sounds like a dumb or simplistic question, but I'm trying to frame this and get it right. Like, we all have our patterns in life, and we all have our way of doing things, and then all of a sudden one day you get up and you notice that this person is doing it a different way and is acting in a different manner, and you think to yourself, gee, you know, I got a strange suspicion that something's not clicking right here, and something's not correct. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Very much so.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Let's say somebody who never loses their temper starts losing their temper.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing. If somebody who you know cares about something suddenly is completely seems unaware of it. So, you know, basically you have to know the person well enough to know what they care about and whether they're disaffected.
Apathy. In other words, they have apathy. They no longer give a damn.
Right.
Okay, good points. All right, now what else do you want to talk about?
Mental Health Day on Sunday. People who want to sing Beatles songs, go to the Mercury Cafe.
Oh, that's cool. What time does that start?
Well, officially at 3, but we start collecting a little earlier.
Wow, that's great. How long has this been going on?
Well, I've been involved in it for about 4 years. It's very random. But if you go to the cafe, you can probably get on the email list that would inform you whenever we have them. It's about once a year.
Yeah, I was just there. I was just at the Mercury Cafe about, I want to say, 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool place.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that.
Anyway, if you like to sing.
Well, I'm not that good of a singer, but I enjoyed the atmosphere and the food was pretty good.
Well, I agree with that, too.
Okay.
I think it's a great spot.
I don't advocate me going down there and singing, man.
Well, send somebody in your place.
Okay, you got it. How about you?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Listen, the last thing I wanted to talk to you about reflects on a conversation you had earlier in the week. And I'm not trying to prove that America is totalitarian. I just happen to think that this is a little bit of evidence that we're sort of going in that direction. And it came from Harper's Magazine, 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got a list of about 50 United States covert incursions into other countries.
Oh, yeah, no question that that stuff's gone on. There's no question that we've been involved in that and still are doing those kinds of things. But the thing that I keep trying to bring up to people, which I have a hard time getting people to see, who believe that we're either in a police state or we're headed in that direction, is that there are checks and balances in place if the checks and balances are used properly and if they're exercised properly. Now, there's a story yesterday on the wire that there are members of Congress who, one of the things they want to do after January is they want to pull this detainee bill that was ratified by the Senate, that was voted on in the Senate and became law. They want to look at not only what it contains, but they also want to engage in a discussion about unwinding it, which
mm-hmm.
indicates that, okay, yeah, George W. Bush can't read the Constitution. Alberto Gonzalez is probably one of the worst attorney generals we've ever had. He can't read the Bill of Rights. Most people don't know what the Bill of Rights says. Most people would very, very easily trade security for liberty, but there are checks and balances in the system in which there are people who are going to come forward and are going to hold their hands up and say, wait a minute, this isn't right. We need to legislatively take a look at it. And those plus the courts, which is one of the reasons why we need to make sure we win the White House in 08. It's one of the reasons why we need to maintain control of the Congress, the state legislatures. Is the courts are our instant remedy. I mean, the ACLU, who a guy sent me an email taking a pot shot at, is in court today with a lawsuit against Rumsfeld over the Guantanamo detainees and their treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So we have these things. We just have to use them, and we have to believe in them, and we have to give them a chance instead of getting nuts and saying, well, we're a police state, everything's lost. No. I mean, get active, man. There's the Center for Constitutional Rights. There's the ACLU. There are organizations out there. They're screaming for attention. They're screaming for money. They're screaming for help. You know?
Well, I haven't had a very good success rate those times that I've been in court. I believe that the judges are very, maybe not antipathetic, but they are very pressed for time. And they don't really listen. So that's just my personal experience.
Well, it depends on what level you're on. I mean, have you ever been to court because you've had your civil liberties violated?
Well, not.
Or was it just kind of? Or was
one
it...
time I was picketing a jeweler, and they continued my case 3 different times, and you know, finally I was sick and tired of coming to the courthouse for no reason. So, was that a violation? It's hard to say.
Yeah, well, that's a problem, too, that the courts are overloaded and that they're packed. And these are things that we have to look at and we have to deal with. And there are a lot of people who are in court who don't belong there. And there are a lot of, you know, we've had this discussion on this show before. Okay, look, you know what? If we took a rational view about the war on drugs, how many people do you think we would not have jailed in this country? And how many people do you think we would not have going to court every, you know, 3 or 4 months?
Well, a lot.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's one place to start, and there's plenty of other places. Hey, Will, thank you, man. Great call.
Okay. Talk to you again.
Okay. See ya. Let's go to Jared in Thornton. Jared, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Well, I was just listening to the show. It's kind of ironic here. I just I moved from Texas, and I was going to the University of Austin in Texas, and I'm actually diagnosed bipolar. And so I was living with my mother out there in Texas, and I was using her HMO. You know, I'm 22 years old to get my medication and
right,
that kind of stuff.
Right.
And but when I moved, out of Texas, naturally I can't use it anymore. So now I'm kind of stuck in a situation where it's, I'm running out of my prescriptions, essentially. And it's funny, you mentioned about touching on alcohol, because that's, it's true. I mean, I've been turning to alcohol usage quite a bit now that I've been, running low in my head.
Wait. Do you not have any health insurance at all?
No, not at all.
None.
Absolutely none.
And how much medication do you have left?
I've got probably about enough to last me through the about another week of December. And I've been using it. I've been trying to ration it out.
You can't do it that way. What are you on?
I'm Zoloft.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been trying to ration it out now only when I need it. But.
Okay. Here, what you need to do is. You need to find out about the public health care system, and you need to see if there's some avenue for you to go to. And do you have access to a computer?
Yeah.
All right. Send me an email.
And what's your email?
Just go to the website. Go to am760.net. Remind me of this conversation. And next week, I'll call around and see what I can find out and get the information back to you. Meanwhile, don't drink, and then the other thing is don't ration out your medication. I mean, if your doctor had told you at that point that you needed to take it, what, once a day?
Right, yeah, once a day.
Take it once a day. Don't take it once every 2 days, because then
right.
The level starts, and I'm not a doctor, but I'm just telling you out of my own personal experience, then the level starts wobbling, and then you start getting into trouble. But there's got to be a place for you to go. I just don't know where it is, because I've never used it. I've never used it. Here. What when you were in Texas, what doctor were you seeing there?
Dr. Algiers. He was part of the hospital place. Live in Amarillo, Texas.
He can't. You can't get in contact with him, and he can't phone something in for you here.
No, he won't phone anything in for me there, because he said that my mother's health insurance won't translate over here to Colorado, and I have to pay that amount out of pocket, and my mother's already helped me try to situate myself in Colorado, so it's she's already kind of
what I'm asking is he can't write you a script for the stuff, and you pay for it yourself.
I don't think he can write me a script for it in Colorado. I haven't really checked it out, but I know that it'd be out of pocket expense. So,
it'll be out of pocket expense, but it won't be. But if he'll write you a script for say 30 days,
right,
then at least that buys you a month to come up with another alternative rather than doing what you're doing now. Are you here going to school? Is that what the story is?
I was here going to school, yeah, but that kind of didn't turn out so well. I cycle quite a bit, and so when you cycle a lot, and a lot of people don't understand depression, how it affects,
Right. Yeah.
Just kind of try to write it off as though he's lazy, he's this, he's that, and you try to compensate for that with other things, but
all right.
I was going to school, but it didn't. Things haven't been working
all right.
out.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do the following things. First of all, today, because it's only 7:30 here, but today, call him and ask him if he can write you a script for your Zoloft here.
Okay.
Okay? If he can phone it in. You know, you can get like get him to phone it to Walgreens or whatever.
Okay.
Then, do you have a? Are you working? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I'm working. Yeah.
Can you afford to pay for it out of your pocket, or do you need money?
Well, I probably need some kind of assistance. I'm trying to live on my own now, but if it came down to it. The medication is expensive. It's about like the pad of pocket was like $250, something like that for a month's script.
Yeah, it is.
And that's pretty pricey, especially when you've got a car payment and other things going on for you too.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call him, see if he'll write you a script for it. Get the script, get in touch with me, send me an email, give me a contact number where I can call you. If worse comes to worse, I'll buy your medication for you for a month, and then we'll see what other alternatives we can come up with to figure out how to get you help.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Do not drink, and do not, and I'm going to repeat this, do not ration that stuff out. And if he won't write you a script for this, you've got enough, at least, what, to go 2 or 3 days?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So send me an email, and then what we'll do is we'll just find, if he won't write you a script, then we'll pursue another course. Okay?
All right. Well, Jay, thanks a lot.
No, no sweat. Hey, listen, man, I've been there.
Right.
So I know.
Yeah, it's a very dirty thing, I guess, manic depression, and a lot of people don't really understand just how profound it impacts you in your day-to-day, operations.
Yeah, it's just rough. It's rough. It's very hard to, it's very hard to overcome. It's very hard to fight, and one of the worst things I think you can do is skip your meds, and it's particularly if the meds you're taking work for you.
Right.
And the trap you're in is a trap that typically a lot of people get into. So we'll see if we can figure out some way to ease you through this, so you don't end up engaging in self-destructive behavior and wrecking your life.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to have a fairly busy day today, so I'm not going to see my email until probably late this afternoon. So if you don't get an answer from me right away, don't freak out, but I will get back to you, and I'll either call you or email you back, depending on what answer you give me.
Okay, well, that's fine, Jay. I was just calling for some advice, but you're offering me I'll certainly email you today. So absolutely. I'll leave my contact information and all that stuff there.
All right, so listen, man, here's the thing. And have you taken your meds today?
No, not today.
When was the last time you took it?
I took it about a day ago. So not yesterday, but the day before that.
All right, you need to take it today. Take it today. Okay?
Okay.
Take it today. Get in contact with me. We'll work something out.
All right? All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Jay.
Hey, man, anytime. You'd do it for me, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's your answer. We got to stick together. Take care, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, I'll better hear from you.
Oh, yeah, you know. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, I've been there. I have been there. But I've also been there when I've had to mistakenly pay for my medication directly out of my pocket because I screwed up. But you can't. I'm not a doctor, but you can't. I just know. You know, if I had my doctor on the line right now, my doctor would tell him. And I have a great psychiatrist who would tell him. Right away. So, you can't, because she's warned me about it. You can't do that. And, you got to do stuff for other people. All right. 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay. Well, not a lot to bog you down this morning. Still free of any major wrecks on the interstates. Hot spots are your downtown commute, of course, primarily southbound lanes there of I-25. Still slow getting out of Thornton North Glen, and our eastbound artery is really starting to fill in now. 6th Ave at Federal, of course, the Boulder Turnpike is dragging at Sheridan, and then again approaching.
Okay, honey, this one's for you. It's a new Tundra, the one with 271 horsepower.
It only happens once a year.
I can't believe it.
Our turn.
Sienna!
With the available DVD player.
Toyotathon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
4Runner, with an available 260 horsepower VVT-i V8 that'll take me places I'll never forget.
Yes, it's Toyotathon, the best time of the year, and the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
It's a Corolla, and it's red!
This is your opportunity for year-end savings. And while you're there, check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. You don't want to miss it, the Toyotathon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
It's 7:38, 30 minutes past the hour. Hey, don't like to think about it. You don't even plan for it. But someday you may need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports AM760 Progressive Talk. He's got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Okay, honey, this one's for you.
It's a new Tundra, the one with 271 horsepower.
It only happens once a year.
I can't believe it.
Our turn.
Sienna!
With the available DVD player.
Toyotathon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
4Runner, with an available 260 horsepower VVT-i V8 that'll take me places I'll never forget.
Yes, it's Toyotathon, the best time of the year, and the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
It's a Corolla, and it's red!
This is your opportunity for year-end savings, and while you're there, check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. You don't want to miss it, the Toyotathon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Miami Vice, and Idlewild. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Over the freeway and through the lights on holiday errands we go. Nuvi knows the way to avoid traffic pileups. The Garmin Nuvi GPS with traffic alert options. Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City. Give a Garmin.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour. High today, 59 under sunshine. We roll on. It's Friday morning, and it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Got a couple of lines open, so anything you want to talk about is okay with me. We got Christy Harvey coming up at 8 o'clock from the Center for American Progress, and we'll chat with her about a bunch of stuff. Let's go to Al, who's on I-76. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Well, I'm almost at work now, so...
Well, sorry about that.
That's okay. Listen, I wanted to talk about the Iraq study group, specifically the Republican members. The members of that group are as conservative as you could be, with Ed Meese and Howard Baker, who engineered the Bush takeover of the government. You know, and they came up with unanimous agreement on these proposals. Now, how can people like Chicken Hawk Rush call them the Iraq Surrender Group? And how can Bush, in his infinite wisdom, start distancing himself from that report?
Well, I think the questions you ask are good ones. I think the answer for Limbaugh and those people is that the truth is finally out over the situation. They've run out of gas, and they have nothing left, so what are they going to do? They've been proven wrong, and you know what? There's something about human nature, it's in all of us, that it's very, very hard to step forward and go, okay, you know what, I was wrong, I screwed it up, and I'm responsible. Nobody wants to do that, and think about it, they don't want to do it. I mean, Limbaugh has been carrying water for this thing for the entire time, and he's also been doing it for this administration and for the Congress and for everything else, and now everything, A to Z, has blown up on these guys. Plus, on top of that, they're caught in a terrible situation. Here's the situation they're caught in. If you're going to run for the presidency in 08 and you're a Republican, if this thing's not settled, you're going to have to deal with that. And you know what? Your party created it, no matter what you say. Even if you try to be John McCain and say, well, I called for more troops and nobody listened. But John McCain is on record 3 years ago as saying that if we stay the course, we would have good results and we would have a good outcome. And he turned out to be wrong. And you don't think that people aren't going to dig that stuff up and throw it back at him? They're caught in a hell of a situation. The wheels have come off their cart, man.
Yeah, that's the good thing about the whole this whole thing. I see that a change in the way we actually elect our representatives as of this election.
I mean, people are just hip to what they're about. Look at the polls. I mean, the polls show today. I mean, there's an AP Ipso poll today that shows that what the president's approval of, rating when it comes to Iraq is now down to 27%.
That's great. I mean, that actually puts let it roost where it needs to roost. I mean, it absolutely he's got absolutely no compassion for the people that he has sent off and gotten killed. He's been the only president that has never gone to a funeral when people have been at war. My feelings about this is that I'm overjoyed actually by what's happening, because this is coming back, and maybe we'll get some accountability finally.
Well, I think the big lie has now been exposed. So what ends up happening is you've got the fringe of the right, which is going absolutely berserk over this because they've been proven wrong and they don't want to have to take responsibility that all of this crap that they have fed the American public and that they have pumped out all these years has turned out not to be true. And there are a few of those people who think we should stay the course and hang in there and keep doing it, but they're getting fewer and fewer and fewer, and most of them don't have any kind of coherent answers when you challenge them. Good example is a guy who called me, an hour ago or whatever it was, who resorted to start calling me names because I tried to pin him down. I mean, they're just full of anger, and they just have nowhere to go, and their agenda just is being rejected by the American people. And what's ending up happening is that people like you and me and the rest of us, who used to be viewed as being, you know, on the margins, we're in the majority because most of the country's with us and most of the country is against them.
Exactly.
And they're stuck with it. What are they going to do? Because you know what? If we don't have any answers, if we don't have any good answers, I guarantee you, they don't have any either. And the reason is because their leadership has put us in a position where there are no good options.
I agree.
All right, Al. Have a good weekend.
One more thing.
Yes, sir.
Your previous caller was you were talking to him, and you said Walgreens, and it reminded me of something. I was traveling once when I needed to get some meds, and Walgreens had the prescription. I was able to go into a Walgreens, I think in Connecticut, and get a prescription that was written in Colorado filled. So if he can get his doc to phone in to a local Walgreens, I think Walgreens can look that up and fill it right here.
You know what? I think you're absolutely right. I hope he's listening, because I think you're right about that.
Have a great day and a great weekend.
You too, man. Talk to you on Monday.
All right, bye.
All right. It's 7:47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a check of traffic with Gina and more of your calls coming up here. And this show available by podcast on AM760.net. Gina?
Thanks, Jay. Well, our interstate certainly stacking up now in the typical areas. I-70 as you make your way across Aurora and Wheat Ridge. I-25 jammed up along 104th to 84th, that usual stretch. And again, south of I-70 towards Spear. Now, where you're getting off easy is through the Tech Center. Still only about a 10 to 15-minute drive up to downtown. No major issues for our side streets. Weather today, sunny, mild, and dry. Looking for a high of 55. Right now, fair and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
PostNet takes the hassle out of holiday packing and shipping. PostNet offers FedEx, UPS, DHL, and postal services, professional packaging and
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Sports, music, or even a part-time job can help keep your kids happy, healthy, and most importantly, drug-free. This message, courtesy of Mike Meyer and the staff at M.A. Meyer Construction in Centennial. Call M.A. Meyer Construction at 303-941-8760. That's M.A. Meyer Construction, serving the Centennial community with pride.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Let the Sony HD Test Drive representatives help you do a side-by-side comparison, where you'll learn how to choose a great high-definition television and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV. Take the Sony HD Test Drive this weekend at Ultimate Electronics, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Come on in for a test drive at select locations or take a virtual spin online at Sony.com/HDTV. That's Sony.com/HDTV. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
During the holidays, 'tis better to give than to receive. But this season, you can do both when you bring your pet into PetSmart to have their picture taken with Santa. Come see Santa Claus at PetSmart the first 3 weekends in December from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you'll receive 2 photos in exclusive frames for just $8.95 with your Pet Perk Savings Card. PetSmart will then give $5 from your purchase to PetSmart Charities Adoption Partners. Giving and receiving. That's smart. PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Top three reasons the Home Depot is my holiday decorating headquarters. Number three, their new holiday collection is an instant winter wonderland. Number two, I can deck the halls, the walls, the roof, and the yard. And number one, I can do it for less.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 20% on select holiday decorations. You won't want to miss our exclusive new holiday home accents collection. Turn your home into a showplace only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Limited time offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Some reports are issued and just gather dust. And truth of the matter is, a lot of reports in Washington are never read by anybody. But to show you how important this one is, I read it.
I'm not like that.
He read it. He didn't like what was in it, but he read it. 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 59, sunny. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. He it gathered dust, but it didn't gather dust. He read it. He didn't like it, but he read it. And it, you know, it's climbed. That whole Iraqi study group thing has climbed on the Amazon.com bestseller list. I really am tempted to play that that Melanie Morgan thing, even though it's late in the hour. Do you want to play that? I need to set it up though before we play it. You want to do it? This gets back to what I'm talking about. Now, this gets back to the nastiness and angriness of these folks on the right. Not all of them, but a lot of them. You can disagree with what somebody's saying. You can not like what they're saying, or you can say, okay, I think that they're wrong, that they shouldn't be the president of the United States, or that they're a bad senator, and here's the reasons why I don't agree with them. But you don't have to go after them personally. But right-wing talk radio does this on a daily basis, all the time, constantly. And I maintain, I think it's one of the reasons why people are getting tired, basically, just to talk. Because it's just a festival of anger and insults. Here's Melanie Morgan with her partner, whatever this guy's name is, Brian Sussman, a KSFO in San Francisco, which is a all right-wing talk station. And they're talking about Barack Obama. Check this out.
Senator Obama, who is, as you call, a Hafrican.
Hafrican, and again, his father was from Kenya, his mother's white. Okay, now I have nothing with nothing against mixed race people, but my point is, when this guy stands in front of a black audience, pretending like he was born and raised in the hood and he can identify with the problems, he is not, in my opinion, is your average white guy. He's not allowed to wear the African-American badge because his family are not the descendants of slaves, okay? He can't identify with the discrimination and the slavery and all of that that's gone into these black families for generations. He's a kid who was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth in a white family in Hawaii, okay? You want to call me names for saying this? Go right ahead. I'm just telling you what the guy is.
Well,
and you're not making this up. I mean,
I'm not making this up.
It's documented, for goodness sake.
I get offended, and I know I have many black friends who get offended when he stands in front of that black audience talking like he's from the hood, born and raised, and can identify with all of their issues. He can't.
Well, guess what? It's working.
Now, I've heard Barack Obama speak many times, and I've never heard him talk about being from the hood. I've heard him talk about his ups and downs. I've heard him talk about struggles in life. But calling him a Hafrican? I mean, come on. Why can't you just say, look, I don't agree with him when it comes to his outlook on social programs. I don't agree with him on his view about the Iraq War. I don't agree with him, but to do that kind of stuff, isn't that shameful? And you know what? And the catchphrase here always is, well, I have plenty of black friends. That's a clue right there, okay? That's a clue right there that it's a phony job, that it's a put-up deal. I've got Jewish friends. I've got black friends. Yeah, okay, fine. All right. You try to tell us that as an African-American, well, you don't even have to use that term. All right, you try to tell us as a black man growing up in Hawaii, Pocatello, Idaho, Denver, Colorado, Washington, D.C., any place? You're trying to say that that he never faced any discrimination of any kind? Come on. Come on. A African. That's what these people are about, though. And you got to ask yourself, okay, at what point are Americans going to get together and they're going to say, look, you know, we want dialogue, we want exchange of ideas, but we just reject this out-and-out extreme incivility. All right, Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress is next. We'll shoot the bull with her. Stick around, and more open phones, too.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny. Breaking news from Bethesda, Maryland at this hour. Former United Nations Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick has died at her home. She was 80 years old. CBS's Steve Kathan takes a look at her groundbreaking diplomatic career.
Kirkpatrick was the first woman to be U.N. Ambassador under President Reagan, but her early politics were left-wing. She studied Marxism in college and was a Democrat. But she was critical of Jimmy Carter's foreign policy and became a Reagan advisor, eventually switching to the Republican Party in 1985. By then, she was an ardent conservative, and after 9/11, Kirkpatrick and others told Congress the U.S. should declare war on Islamic terrorists. Frank?
Congressional leaders have left the White House after giving President Bush their ideas on what to do now in Iraq. The president called the session constructive.
We talked about Iraq, we talked about the need for a new way forward in Iraq. And we talked about the need to work together on this important subject.
Democratic leaders say they asked the president to accept key recommendations from the Iraq study group. The president's war approval rating is down to an all-time low, 27%. Ohio State University political science professor John Mueller isn't surprised.
There's been the constant drumbeat of casualties and the sense that this is going to go on forever and that there doesn't seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel.
Lawyers for Defense Secretary Rumsfeld go to court at this hour to see if they can have a lawsuit against him thrown out. The suit would hold Rumsfeld personally accountable for the mistreatment of terror suspects. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the law seems to be on Rumsfeld's side.
This case already has made a bigger splash politically than it is ever likely to make legally. The law is pretty clear that officials typically have immunity from these sorts of claims, especially when they can argue that they were acting under some sort of legal or political authority.
November's unemployment rate bumped up a notch to 4.5%, still very low, and businesses added a solid 132,000 payroll jobs.
It's a bit surprising that we haven't seen more of a slowdown in the job market, particularly under the weight of a correcting housing market and cuts in the vehicle industry. I would have anticipated a more measurable slowing in activity in the job market. Haven't seen it yet.
Economist Mark Zandi. An Oxnard, California farm that supplied green onions to Taco Bell is being investigated as a possible source of a spreading E. coli outbreak. To this point, at least 169 people have taken ill. One was 8-year-old Danielle Saunder of Boyertown, Pennsylvania.
I couldn't drink anything. I couldn't eat anything. I had to get this IV in my arm.
Health officials are investigating new cases in Utah and South Carolina. actually, it probably isn't. Bluesman B.B. King is one of this year's winners of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest award to a civilian. Other winners include historian David McCullough, Negro Leagues baseball legend Buck O'Neill, one-time Soviet dissident Natan Sharansky. Early trading on Wall Street, the Dow's up 5, NASDAQ down 2. This is CBS News.
Today's guest stylist is Laura. She's showing us the latest ways to spruce up for the holidays at Kohl's Incredible Christmas Sale. Laura?
The season calls for touches of silver and gold, so anything that shines is catching my eye. Look at these silver plates. They really say holiday magic.
Wow.
Then it's straight over to metallic tops to dress up any outfit.
Incredible savings await you at Kohl's Incredible Christmas Sale this Friday and Saturday. Find lowest prices of the season on Friday Night Owl and Saturday Early Bird Specials. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Several reports of meteor showers in the metro area this morning, most being seen in Douglas County.
I was just driving towards the mountains. There was a bluish-greenish ball just right above my windshield going from northeast to southwest.
Douglas County dispatchers say they've taken several calls from people near C-470 just west of I-25. The director of the Fisk Planetarium at CU says we're on the front end of the Geminid meteor shower that's set to peak on December 13th. And 14th. A Denver woman gunned down as she fled from a home invasion Wednesday was a witness who was due to testify in an attempted murder trial next week. 28-year-old Colonian Louisa James Clark was shot to death trying to get away from several men who broke into her home about 11 Wednesday night. She'd been the victim of another shooting last year. Well, that's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. It looks like we have our first interstate issues of the morning. A collision westbound I-70 at Peoria. Traffic lining up behind that pretty quickly back to 225. Southbound 25 at 6th Avenue. Watch out for a new one, two car, off on the right-hand shoulder. Otherwise, still a pretty decent commute. We have a lot of folks trying to get downtown along the interstate. Still pretty heavy from 104th on approach to Highway 36. And the Boulder Turnpike loaded up on those eastbound lanes at Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, sunny, mild and dry, looking for a high of 55. Right now, fair and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more on everything you want and need for the holidays, from fresh food to hot gifts. It's all available at the Walmart price. So hurry in and save even more right now. Merry Christmas from Walmart.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Nick Robinson, BBC News. Mr. President, the Iraq study group described the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating. You said that the increase in attacks is unsettling. That will convince many people that you're still in denial about how bad things are in Iraq and question your sincerity about changing course.
It's bad in Iraq. Does that help?
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 8:07 minutes after 8. High today, 59, sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She's director of the Strategic Communications, serves as the editor of the Mic Check a daily preparation service for radio producers, talk show hosts, which provides a progressive take on the news, politics, and the world of entertainment. Christy is also co-founder and formerly served as co-editor of the CAP's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. She spent a year as a co-host of a national program, The Bill Press Show, and as a regular guest on The Al Franken Show on Air America, and is also a regular guest every Friday on this show. Aren't you?
I am. Hi, Jay.
Oh, the hours are long. The pay is short. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, you got to have a good time, though, huh?
Yeah. How's everything going?
Things are great. Things are absolutely great.
Okay. Well, you know, we got to start with this because everybody's talking about it, and we've been talking about it for 2 days, and I'm sure there's somebody out there rolling their eyes going, oh, no, they're not going to talk about it again, but we are. The Iraq Study Group. Interesting to see the right wing, like Mr. Limbaugh and others, go absolutely crazy. And how do they go crazy and yell surrender monkeys and everything else to people like Ed Meese?
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, the thing with these commissions, and we saw this also with the 9/11 commission report, is if the things that they were writing about were easy, we would have done them already. They've got some tough love in there. They've got some, you got to shape up, you got to do this. It's very blunt, and it's just out there. And so people are going to think, you know, oh, that looks hard, or oh, that looks difficult. But to call it surrender monkeys, what would you rather us do? Just keep on keeping on until, you know, everything really goes belly up? No. So, it's just an interesting report. I actually printed the whole thing out, and I'm taking it home to read this weekend. That sounds kind of dorky, doesn't it?
Well, you could have bought the book.
Yeah, they were selling it by my Metro stop.
So why didn't you buy it?
Because I'm cheap.
I bought it, at least. I ordered it.
Yeah,
there are people, though, who think we should continue to keep doing what we're doing.
Blows my mind. And I honestly think that one of them is George Bush. That press conference yesterday, I had it on TV. I'm in my office, and I couldn't even sit still to watch it. I was just pacing back and forth because I was about to just come unglued.
He was angry.
He was angry. He was a stuttering mess, and he obviously doesn't want to do what's in the report. And watching him come up with dodges and bobs and weaves was just, in his words, it was very unsettling. And also to see him talk alongside Tony Blair, who actually is articulate, who actually can agree with him or not, he can get across an argument, that was rough, too.
So how's Bush going to get himself out of this?
Well, how he's going to get out of this is actually easy. We've watched him set the scene. He's saying that, you know, thank you for writing this report. Very interesting report. I'll take a look at it. I'll consider some of it. You know, I'll try and pass what I can. I'm also going to take a look at the report that my Pentagon has putting together, that my State Department is putting together, and, you know, some guy down the street is putting together. And his big thing now is he's going to read all of these reports. But what that misses is, I mean, this report from the commission is so special because it is bipartisan. It is the heavy hitters. They did listen to hours and hours and days and months of testimony from people who know what they're talking about, and they did fight it out and come up with this very comprehensive report, which they say needs to be passed altogether. It's not a Chinese menu. You can't just pick, oh, I like this sentence over here and this chapter over here. You've got to do it. It's a comprehensive plan. So for President Bush to say, oh, you know, I might pass something on page 72, and then the Pentagon over here, that's what got us into this mess in the first place, was no comprehensive plan.
Yeah, but he's going to do it, and he's going to do it whether we like it or not. And now the AP Ipso poll shows that his support for the handling of this thing is down to 27%. Plus, you know what? People on the left don't like it either.
No, nobody likes it. Everyone is completely fed up. You know, there's...
Well, I mean, nobody on the left likes the study group report.
Oh, the study group report. I know. Well, that's because, like I said, it's tough. I like the study group report.
Yeah,
but
I do too, but we're in the minority.
It's got some tough stuff in it. And people want easy bromide answers that fit really easily into a 30-second sound clip. And this is very complicated, and it's very complex. And, yeah, everybody seems to hate it, but I honestly think it's a good thing. You know, we've got it. This isn't an. There is not an easy solution to the drastic mess we've gotten ourselves into over there.
Lack of a timeline to get out doesn't bother you?
It actually doesn't. I am less concerned with a timeline that has dates on it, and more concerned with a timeline that has benchmarks on it, with dates vaguely attached to them. Like, it should take somewhere in the range of 2 to 4 months for this to happen, as opposed to this needs to happen by February 2nd.
See, I want to get out. I want to get out. I want a timeline. And on top of that, you know something else, what I really believe?
What's that?
The Iraqis don't want this. They don't want what we want for them. They want what they want for themselves. And you know what they want for themselves? They want to kill each other. I know this sounds really dark and bleak, but they want to settle old scores. They want to have at it.
Well, we have absolutely, we had no concept of what it was like to be an Iraqi when we went over. We went over and said things like, we'll bring you Disneyland. You can have Twinkies and you can watch TV. And that's not what they were, that's not their culture. And in their culture, I mean, the battles between the Sunnis and the Shiites go back thousands and thousands of years.
So what, we're going to step in immediately and we're going to, like, stop it? I mean, I always thought that that was lunacy. And there are no good options.
There are no good options.
You know, I also realize that packing up and the leaving tomorrow is not going to make things better, and in some cases could make it worse. I just shake my head, and I feel like this guy and his administration has just put our backs against the wall, and now we're...
Oh, absolutely.
We're screwed any place we go.
All of the things, Jay, that President Bush said that he was going into Iraq to fix, terrorism and unrest in the Middle East, going into Iraq actually made all of those things so much worse. That's the thing. If we pull out now, what if the state does collapse? What if it does become a haven for terrorism? What if, you know, all of these things that we were supposed to be protecting us from, we actually created? That's bad. And I think that's what's happened. And I, you know, I can sit here and say this as much as I want, but I don't have a solution. I'm so happy about this new report because, thank God, someone's finally thinking about this stuff. Instead of just sitting and crossing their fingers and hoping, like I think Bush and Rumsfeld were, that everything will just turn out okay one of these days.
Yeah, well, there's always that old school of thought that anytime you get something that everybody hates, it's got to be a pretty good deal.
Right.
So maybe we should look at it. Maybe we should look at it this way or that way. And I'm like you. I'm glad we're at least talking about it. 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Robert Gates confirmed. Democrats just praising him. Boy, at least he said we weren't winning.
That's true. How refreshing was that, by the way?
I mean, it was great. It was like
it was
best.
A jaw-dropper. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The thing is, for Robert Gates, his only job right now is to not be as bad as Rumsfeld, and I think he's got that locked up. I think everyone was so... I mean, people have been calling for Rumsfeld to step down for years now, so I think everybody is so excited about that. I thought it was really interesting that there were two senators who voted against him, and they were Republicans.
But one of them was Santorum, right?
One was Rick Santorum, and the other was Jim Bunning, the former baseball player who is now senator from, I think it's Kentucky.
Yeah, Bunning doesn't have any... I mean, Bunning has done weird stuff in the past, and Santorum, who cares how he voted? He's leaving anyway.
Exactly. But I thought that was just very interesting that the Democrats were, you know, stepping up and saying, we love this guy. Most Republicans were stepping up and saying, we love this guy. Then you had these two clowns who were the holdouts saying, well, he was critical. And I thought that was interesting because, you know, if you go back, hit the rewind button, go back, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years ago, everyone would have been really up in arms if he had been critical of the war in Iraq. And I think there's been such a seismic shift in how people are really cluing into what's happening with this war, really, really hating what Bush is doing, that I thought it was interesting that a guy could actually sit down in front of the Senate and say, we are not winning this war, and still get confirmed. I thought that was very heartening.
Yeah, I liked it too. Mary Cheney's love child.
Yes.
All right. Now, the same people who are beating up are the same people who beat up on John Kerry for bringing her name up during the debates are now beating up on her.
Exactly. And I think this is such an interesting thing to watch for the right wing. Because on one side, they hate gay marriage. Hate gay marriage. Want to keep people from getting married. On the other side, though, they hate out-of-wedlock births. So I'm not quite sure how they're and I'm not quite sure how they're going to react to this, because she's saying, "Hey, you know, if I could be married," and so I think that's interesting to watch. But I'm happy for her, you know.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm thrilled. I was saying this yesterday. I mean, I still do not understand what their deal is, of why they are so, why the way they are. I also don't understand her deal. And that her father's part of an administration that has played on this for so long.
Oh my goodness!
And it's like, and then the vice president, and then Dick Cheney, and then his daughter, and it's like, how do these people reconcile all this?
It's got to be so rough, because especially since she has stayed close to her family. I mean, we saw this a few years ago when Newt Gingrich's sister came out of the closet, and there was a huge familial rift there, and reports that they stopped talking, and he blamed her for a lot of his political problems, and yada, yada, yada. But I think it actually is very nice that somehow the Cheneys have been able to, keep this together and realize that their family is more important. And what I would like to see is for them to then take that a little more macro and realize that it's not just something that they have in their family, that actually there's a lot of gay men and lesbian women out there who are struggling with family issues and marriage and pregnancy and the stuff that everybody struggles with. And then maybe they could lighten up and back out of the bedrooms a little bit.
Well,
but then again, I'm an idealist. I always think that when something like this happens that, yay, now the world will finally change and be a better place. And I know that it won't.
Well, we can always hope.
I know, but I always get my hopes dashed, Jay.
Well,
breaks my heart.
All we can do is hang in there.
That's
all right.
True.
State of Florida is mean to poor and disabled kids. What's that about?
This is a story I have been obsessed with this week. There is a little boy in Florida. He's 12 years old. Family has no money. He has cerebral palsy. He is blind. He's mentally retarded. And he can't control his own body temperature. Doctors said one thing that could help him, because every time his body temperature drops, he has a seizure and is in a lot of pain. And doctors said, you know what could avoid this completely is if you bought him these thermal blankets. They're $10 each. And he lives in this group home for disabled kids. And they said, okay. And they applied to the state Medicare or Medicaid. And the state of Florida, Jeb Bush's lovely state, said no.
Oh, come on.
We're not buying the blankets.
Not only that,
they said it's not technically a medical necessity. It's not on our list of things that we will purchase. So then the state of Florida, this is the part that made me freak out. The state of Florida has spent thousands and thousands of dollars fighting having to buy this kid a $10 blanket. Thousands of dollars in legal funds. Doesn't that make you just want to scream? So luckily, I read yesterday that a local firehouse has stepped in and bought the kids some of these blankets. And it's not like this is some rich kid at prep school who's asking for a new PlayStation. This is a poor, disabled kid who needs a blanket. And Jeb Bush's Florida is saying, you know, we can't help you out there, kid. We'll spend thousands of dollars to stop from having to help you.
He's not, the governor's not even going to come forward?
Oh, no. No. So, luckily, this has started to get a little bit of national attention. The story itself broke, I think it was Tuesday, in the Miami Herald. And it's just so, I mean, it's so Kafkaesque. It's so putting the bureaucracy ahead of the kid. And it's just so mean. I mean, that's a mean story. And, I mean, this kid's life is bad enough. Give him a blanket. So hopefully, I'm really hoping that if people are out there and start talking about it and focusing on it and realizing this happens to a lot of kids or a lot of people with health problems of all sorts, that maybe Bush will be shamed into, you know, giving the kid a blanket.
Incredible, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Especially this time of year when everyone's on the right wing is so yelling about the war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas.
Stop the war on Christmas. Do something nice for someone. Instead of being so upset that they're not saying Merry Christmas at the local discount center, you know, get out there, and if you're really concerned about Christmas, do something nice for somebody. That's my take on it.
The war on Christmas.
Isn't that nuts?
I know. We're strapped down here. We're fighting the war on Christmas. Okay, maybe we should have a war on Christmas study group.
That would be fantastic.
To come back with recommendations on how to handle this. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, things are nuts. Okay, well, I can't quiz you on any movies because I haven't seen any. Have you seen any?
Nope. I'm hoping to get some this weekend. I canceled all my plans this weekend.
Why?
You know how this season gets when everybody, like, there's parties and there's just shopping and so much stuff to do. I just am tired, so I canceled every single party, and I'm going to hunker down in my house and watch TV. Isn't that fabulous? I'm hiding from Christmas.
And what is the intellectual's choice of television?
Oh, well, I'm catching up on Heroes. So I was about to lie there and say, I've got a week of C-SPAN in the tube.
PBS.
Well, Meet the Press, obviously. No, I'm catching up on Heroes.
Oh, you know, speaking of television, doesn't that irritate you every Sunday morning when you have to watch those shows?
It does, because, you know, part of me always thinks, you know what, if anything interesting actually does get through the blather, someone will run it later, and I can just watch the clip.
I know, but we end up every Sunday watching those shows, and sometimes I can't take them. I just want to turn them off.
Although it's always comforting to know that, you know, once a week you can see Joe Biden.
I don't know. Last weekend with Stephen Hadley was a little bit too much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the same stuff over and over again on every channel.
It really is, and it's really frustrating sometimes. But every once in a while, somebody lets their guard down and actually says something real, as opposed to something that they have shopped through study groups. So that's what makes it worth it.
Well, I'm starting a new contest.
Okay.
Guess which host will actually ask St. McCain, where are we getting the 20,000 extra troops?
Ah.
Since nobody seems to want to ask him.
Because they're afraid they'll get kicked off the Straight Talk Express party bus if it comes around again.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Reporters love that bus.
I know it. That's exactly right. Christy, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next weekend, I guess.
Fantastic.
Or next Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, good to talk to you. There's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We love her. And check out the Center for American Progress's website. All sorts of great stuff there. 825, 25 minutes after 8.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Pecos, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, getting that snag near Sheridan. Weather today, sunny, mild, and dry. High of 55 right now. There in 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760. Progressive Talk.
It's the Chrysler premier event. You can see the debut of their new lineup of 2007 Chrysler vehicles, and before the year ends, get up to a $4,000 cash allowance on 2007 Chrysler vehicles, or grab a great deal on the remaining 2006 models.
MJ England & Associates reminds listeners that safe driving requires your concentration 100% of the time. Don't let pride get in the way of safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebration, don't drive. Call a friend, take a cab, or use the designated driver system. Take advantage of one of the safe driving options and help make the roadway safer for everyone. An important message brought to you by MJ England & Associates in Denver. That's MJ England & Associates, making a positive difference for more than 20 years.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call
high-tech import in Lakewood.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home.
I wanna go home.
Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
I'm coming back home.
Minutes after 8 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Miss parts of this show, get it on podcast at am760.net. I am me at the same place. Hi today, 59, sunny, and let me squeeze in one call here before we take some traffic. I always run over with Christy, and I shouldn't do that, but I do. Here's Keith in Denver. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I love the show.
Thanks.
I was thinking that, you know, everybody's talking about how we need to get more troops in Iraq. Well, all the illegal people here in this country, was there like 3 million or something like that? Why don't they just say, you know, if you want your citizenship, why don't you help us out in Iraq and go up there?
Well, I think if somebody's an alien and here and enlists in the armed services and goes and serves in Iraq, I think they should be given citizenship immediately. But I think the better answer is we should figure a way to get out.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Iraq, because Iraq militarily is a losing proposition.
Right.
So it's not, you know, it's not something that I mean the idea of trying to throw 20,000 more troops is not going to make things any better. Well, you know, I mean, here's something we've got to sit down and consider. How do you tell two people, how do you tell two groups of people who are intent on killing each other that because we're here, we want you to stop this immediately?
Well, yeah, that's the one thing why I want to pull out. I mean, I want to pull out and just we'll see what happens. We should focus more, pull out, put more defense on America, and then just let them fight it out. You know, people can only fight for so long.
Well, we should try to do what we did in the Balkans. We should try to broker a deal. That's what we ought to try to do. But this administration, they're not going to follow any of the recommendations. The thing is just a huge mess, man. It's just a huge mess, and it's frustrating, and God knows. God knows what the answer is. We just have to somehow get ourselves out and I favor involving other people in the region in it, but you know this administration is not obviously not going to do that. Keith, thanks, man. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 832, 32 past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. That wreck really no longer a factor westbound I-70 at Peoria. That's the good news. But we have some problems now. Eastbound I-70 near Sheridan, we had some broken fluorescent bulbs that were dropped there on the highway. It's causing a mess, and you're going to have to steer clear of those. Southbound 25 at 6th Avenue, looks like we had some wreck in the final cleanup stages there. Still pretty heavy along C-470, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike into the city. We did have a rollover off the highway at 13th and Delaware. That's going to be just north of Spear. Rescue was partially blocked.
Okay, honey, this one's for you.
It's a new Tundra, the one with 271 horsepower.
It only happens once a year.
Can't believe it.
Our turn.
Sienna.
With the available DVD player.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
4Runner, with an available 260 horsepower VVT-i V8 that'll take me places I'll never forget.
Yes, it's Toyota-thon, the best time of the year, and the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
It's a Corolla, and it's red!
This is your opportunity for year-end savings, and while you're there, check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. You don't want to miss it, the Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Out of school for the holidays. This important message brought to you by Priest Engineering in Centennial. Priest Engineering, wishing you happy holidays.
Okay, honey, this one's for you.
It's a new Tundra, the one with 271 horsepower.
It only happens once a year.
Can't believe it.
Our turn.
Sienna.
With the available DVD player.
Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
4Runner, with an available 260 horsepower VVT-i V8 that'll take me places I'll never forget.
Yes, it's Toyota-thon, the best time of the year, and the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
It's a Corolla, and it's red!
This is your opportunity for year-end savings, and while you're there, check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. You don't want to miss it, the Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 59, sunny. The weekend is here. Hope you got something good planned for the weekend. John Turk is disco dancing in the other room. You know, we should play some John Lennon. We only played John Lennon once today because he was gunned down 26 years ago today in front of the Dakota. I wonder what he would think about things. I wonder what he would think about things if he were here. Do you ever wonder about that? Do you ever wonder about what people who are gone would think about life now if they were alive? And what John Lennon would think about what was happening? And when I think that, it makes me miss him even more. All right, back on the phones. Let's go to Trish in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Trish, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling to respond to a couple of the calls that you had last hour. I work in human services, so for the caller who's having a hard time getting his Zoloft.
Oh, yeah.
one of the places, I wish I could give you more, like, specific things, but being out of state, I mean, services are actually even in Pennsylvania, county to county. But there's a website, needymeds.com.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Okay, and how does this work?
They have a lot of different links on that site, actually, and a lot of the pharmaceutical companies have programs to help people who can't afford their meds. They have they have definite criteria you have to meet, but you can look up the medication, and then it'll direct you to a program if that's one of the medications that's in the program, and that'll give you more specific information on what that specific program requires. And the other thing that website has is links to the different state Medicaid offices. And I pulled up Colorado's really quick, and I think there are some links on there if you want to try and get some information about different community mental health agencies.
Yeah, I definitely will. That's needymeds.com.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much. And by the way, how did you find us? What are you doing sitting in Belfont, Pennsylvania, listening to us in Denver, Colorado?
I heard you on Ed Schultz's show and really liked it. And we are definitely a red county, and so I needed more progressive talk radio. And I liked what I heard on Ed, so I found you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I love you, too. Well, you know what? We're turning every place blue.
That's wonderful. Also, with the suicide phone call that you had.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things you can actually will need to ask the person, but one of the things, a couple of things just observation-wise is if someone who's been really depressed all of a sudden seems happy and at peace, that should be a red flag because a lot of times someone who's decided to act is at peace.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. I remember being told that. That's absolutely true. That's right. You know what? That's really true.
Yeah, and people shouldn't be afraid to ask. If someone's not suicidal, asking them if they're thinking about suicide is not going to make them, act on that. A lot of people, I've worked with training other counselors, and a lot of people, when they start in the counseling field, are afraid to be upfront and ask that question. But sometimes the person just needs an invitation to talk to someone about it who's not going to be judgmental.
Yeah. This is something we ought to be talking about in this country. We ought to be having a dialogue about this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Mental health issues, untreated mental health, falls into a lot of places. I've worked at different shelters, and majority of those clients have untreated mental health issues. I've worked in a county jail, and the majority of the inmates had untreated mental health. So, I mean, it's just not talking about it. The worst thing we can do, and stigmatizing it is, just not right.
Yep, I agree. And we could save ourselves a lot of time and trouble if we get into a dialogue about it and continue to keep talking about it and educating people about it. Trish, thank you. I'm just so glad you called, and I hope you have a good weekend. I hope you call again.
I will. Thanks.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, how about that? All the way from Pennsylvania. Okay, well, we're kind of nationwide at AM760.net, right? We're not up there with the big boys, but we're doing our thing. Let's go to Ed in Littleton. Ed, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ed.
I'm a psychologist with the Colorado Psych Association, and we've got a program that's called Support Our Family in Arms, and it's free mental health services for National Guard and Reservists, vets and their family members.
Ooh, how do people access that?
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to instant message you the link. But what they can do is go to ColoradoPSYCH.org. That's our website. When they get there, they'll see a couple of selections. Click on professionals, and then when they get to the next page, go all the way to the bottom, and they'll see an article that says Support Our Family in Arms, and click on that, and it tells you how to access the program, and they'll get in touch with me and a couple other people, and we can set them up for, if they, it's whatever they need. If they need, individual help, they need family therapy, they need kid therapy, they need assessment, if they need presentations for a group, if they just want to come in and consult with us about, you know, mental health and what they should look for in their own coverage, all of that's available to them. And they just need to call me or call Dr. Brad McMillan or call the Colorado Psych Office, which is 303-692-9303, and they can get hooked up with whatever they need.
All right, you know what? Do us a favor and give that number again.
It's 303-692-9303. That's the Colorado Psychological Association office, and they can you know, give them more information about who to contact, or you can go on the web. And I'm going to put in an instant message here, the direct link, so maybe you can put it on your website and people can go there and just hook up to the article.
Okay, will do.
And the other thing is, you know, you were talking about a dialogue about mental health issues. I know that our organization would love to come on, you know, send members to come on and talk about different topics of whether it's different types of, you know, mental health issues or diagnoses, funding, that sort of thing. And we have some really great national experts in this state. And I'd be glad to, you know, contact people. And if you'd like to have some people come on and talk about things, I'd be glad to help you with that.
All right, send me that information.
Okay, great.
All right, man, thanks. I appreciate
the call.
Have a good
weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Centennial. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good day. How are you, young man?
I'm okay.
There you go. I want to start my rant by asking a question, and that question is, what is the downside about paying somebody a living wage? And I'm, you know, one of the things I'm real happy about, you know, the Democrats taking over the Congress, because hopefully, you know, they will raise the national living wage.
Yeah, they're going to.
And you may or may not remember me when Big Head Todd was on. My daughter is a CSU graduate, and she worked for the Pooter School District in Fort Collins as a special. Special needs. Well, she doesn't have her master's, so the kid was making $10 an hour. So she quit the school district. She and her boyfriend doing the same thing, making the same money, moved down to Denver, and they're doing the same thing for private institutions. They're making more money. Maybe they can afford a house. They couldn't do it on $10 an hour working for the school district. Okay, I can see where that would be a problem, you know, like a higher minimum wage if, you know, the McDonald's in Denver had to pay more than the one across the street in Aurora. But I don't see it. Everybody's going to be playing on a level playing field. And maybe, you know, and when this person who's working behind the counter, you know, falls and cuts his or her head open and they go to DGH, hey, you and I are paying for that. Because they have no health insurance. They can't afford health insurance anyway. So, I mean, where maybe with a higher wage and maybe some sort of national health insurance, we can, you know, we can get away from paying for people who go to the emergency room with no insurance.
Listen, man, you and I are on the same page. I don't have any coherent argument for not raising it. I've heard all kinds of insane arguments against it, which most of them turn out to be myths, urban myths, and you know, half truths. And also, there's a more economical way to handle health insurance. So I'm with you on that. Listen, we've got to fix these problems, and because it's costing us money in the long run, and also it's a matter of morality too. It's a matter of values. And the idea that that people should at least have some kind, you know, of a decent life, and these people who rail against raising the minimum wage, you know what it reminds me of? You know, my wife Mary brought up a really good point yesterday to me. A guy called. He could be listening. He still could be listening. And I'm not complaining about him because I was happy to have an open dialogue with him about it. But he raises a, she raised a really good point with me. He was complaining about some of the commercials that run on the radio station. And then I was having to sit here and explain about, you know, buying ads and all that kind of stuff. And she turned to me and said, why didn't you just ask him if he'd work for free? What business are you in, sir, would you work for free? I mean, you know what? Nobody wants to work for free, and everybody wants to get paid a decent wage. And what it's about is about supporting your family, putting food on the table, taking care of your kids. That's what it's all about. These things about how only teenagers have minimum wage jobs have turned out to be untrue, as measured by the Urban Institute and other organizations. And I am just, Mike, plugged in with you, man.
Well, you know, that brings me to another point. Well, actually, let me make two real quick points, and I'll let you go. Duffy's closed, and one of the reasons why they were closing. Oh, you know, minimum wage. Well, you know, the guy sold that property. That how much is that property worth?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, is that kind of, to me? First off, everybody's in the same boat, and these guys saw an opportunity to sell that chunk of property down there on 16th or 17th and Court. And they're going to for gazillion dollars, and the second thing is which my memory bank is just gone right out the window on with Mad Tommy, there you go, Mad Tommy. Let him spend money on your station. I'm not listening to him. Let him waste all the money he wants.
That's right.
As far as I'm concerned, I turn him off. You know, I've already tuned him out. Let him spend all the money he wants. He ain't preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, he's just keeping us alive. Hey, thank you, man. I got to run. Mike, thank you so
much.
You
have yourself a good one, Jay. Take care.
You too. All right. It's 8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Dealing with these two interstate problems, watch out southbound 25 for a wreck at 6th Street. It's off on the right-hand shoulder. It's causing some slowing between Colfax and 6th Avenue. I-70 westbound still had a two-car as well, again, on the right shoulder near Peoria. And traffic will be lined up there for you back to 225. Other than that, just have the usual slowing now. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike, 104th to Pecos. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, getting that snag near Sherry. Weather today, sunny, mild, and dry. High of 55 right now. Barron 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
There's $25 million just waiting to be won in the next Powerball drawing. Did you buy your ticket yet? You can't win the jackpot if...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country. All in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Get the good stuff.
Get a grip on the perfect holiday gift with Napa's Vice Grip two-piece groove lock plier set. Quick, precise adjustments let you work fast and grab hold of fasteners, nuts, and bolts of all shapes and sizes. The slide button adjusts up to 50% faster, and the anti-pinch design prevents handles from pinching fingers. Pick up your groove lock plier set at Napa for just $34.99, plus save an additional $15 with mail and rebate. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country. All in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV. Take the Sony HD test drive this weekend at Ultimate Electronics, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Come on in for a test drive at select locations or take a virtual spin online at Sony.com/HDTV. That's Sony.com/HDTV. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
8:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto is a family place. I mean, I've told you that. coloring books for the kids and popcorn and games to play. And now they're even more family-oriented because Santa Claus is going to be there. St. Nick's going to be there. Bring the kids and the whole family to see Santa Claus at Rocky's Autos each Saturday until Christmas. He'll be there from noon until 4. That's this Saturday, December the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd from noon until 4 each day. And, of course, while the kids are telling Santa Claus what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 vehicles and see if there's room under the tree for a new vehicle for you. Matching down is continuing, so it's like Rocky's will give you up to a $1,500 holiday gift so you can buy a new car. Whether you put down, whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rocky's will match it. And you've got Santa Claus and matching down, and it's going on throughout the holidays at Rocky's. You can also check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Check out the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, ask for Steve or Jason, they handle that. Or get on down in person and see my friends there, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky, and just all of the gang that works at Rockies, Fred Labrato, all the people who work very, very hard to make sure that you not only have a good holiday season, but that you have a really, really good day every day, because that's what they're all about. Rockies is Colorado's number one volume dealer. How is that so? Because they have the largest, most diverse selection of clean late model used vehicles, and they work very, very hard to make sure that you, the customer, comes first. That's what they're all about. So whether it's online at rockysautos.com or it's in person, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by and see them. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Fricke Law Firm reminds listeners recent reports have shown teen drivers at a greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. An important message brought to you by the Fricke Law Firm in Lakewood. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal, serving you with fairness and integrity.
With your busy schedule, who has time to earn a college degree? You do. Choose an online program through National American University and receive a quality university education with the flexibility of online learning. You can earn a college degree in as little as 18 months. At NAU, advance your career or start a new one all online. Call toll-free 1-866-491-GRAD. That's 866-491-4723. Regionally accredited by the Higher Learning Commission and a member of the North Central Association. NCAHLC.org.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Some reports are issued and just gather dust. And truth of the matter is, a lot of reports in Washington are never read by anybody. Now, to show you how important this one is, I read it.
Yes, I'm lonely.
Think he sits around and listens to John Lennon?
Yes, I'm lonely.
And the Beatles?
Wanna die.
I don't think so. 8:55, 5 minutes in front of 9. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 59, sunny.
Girl, you know the reason.
What a great song.
In the morning. Wanna die.
John Lennon. Tragically gunned down 26 years ago today in front of the Dakota by Mark David Chapman. Miss him more every day. All right, open phones. Back to the phones. Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, John Lennon and Frank Zappa, they were onto something, huh?
Yeah, man. Zappa's also another great guy, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I just saw that Frank Zappa concert that came through town with this kid at the Paramount.
Was it any good?
Oh, was it good? Heck yeah, it was good. All-star musicians.
Yeah, Zappa was... I saw him with the Mothers of Invention, man. I loved him.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe, you know, back that interview on you see on YouTube right now, back in 1984.
Oh, yeah, really, right. That's isn't that great? That's a classic.
That's another thing, you know, the right wing won't talk about... You just don't talk about that stuff. And, you know, and I think I saw Hannity the other day say something, ripping Bush apart, saying something like, we knew this the whole time. I told you so. And I'm thinking, no, that wasn't the case. Everyone's lying about it now.
Yep.
Yeah, my question today is the tipping point. how come, why don't you think Bush just didn't meet with Cindy Sheehan and then lie about it later? Just make up a press conference saying, yeah, we talked about this, we talked about that, and all that. I mean, I think that could have been a major tipping point if he would have met with her.
Because I think he and the people around him saw her as being a left-wing kook and basically didn't want to give her any kind of validity by meeting with her, so he basically just brushed her off.
Like a piece of dirt.
Yeah,
I won't even give you the time of day.
Yeah, he basically just said, you know, I'm not going to give you the time of day. Forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, we know that. That's the way he thinks. And
right.
And he'd be a bad poker player. He'd blow it.
Well, he just doesn't want to hear any bad news. I'm not so sure he's even in reality now.
I'm surprised he just doesn't just walk away from office now like he could his entire life.
Because, oh, no. No way.
You know, just like, I'm done.
No. He's going to spend the next 2 years, look, mark my words.
Making it miserable for us?
Yes, he's going to spend the next 2 years trying to prove you and me wrong.
Out of spite, just make it miserable for us.
Well, he's going to prove that we're wrong because he believes he's right. Bob, I got to run, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Last hour of Open Phones coming up. Hang tough.
When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand. Now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Ever wonder what your dog and cat are up to while you're out holiday shopping?
What makes you think they hid our gifts in the attic?
Would you crawl up here if you didn't have to?
For the gifts your pet really wants, come to Petco for the big holiday savings event. Right now, Pals members save 10% on holiday dog toys and rawhide and $20 on the 5-gallon Eclipse Hexagon Aquarium Kit.
Where's the flashlight?
Here. Oh, look! A big stuffed dog!
That's your shadow, Biscuit Brain.
Petco. Where the pets go.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A conservative icon is gone. Former U.N. Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick, the first woman to hold that position, has died at the age of 80. In a 1983 interview, she explained that she'd begun her political life as a Democrat.
I am something of a convert myself to the conservative cause. I'm one of those people called neo-conservatives.
At the United Nations, outgoing Ambassador John Bolton remembered Kirkpatrick.
It really is very sad for America. But she will be greatly missed.
President Bush spent more than an hour this morning with key Capitol Hill lawmakers, including the Democrats, who will take control of the 110th Congress.
I assured the leaders that the White House door will be open when the new Congress shows up, and I think we ought to meet on a regular basis.
Iraq was on the agenda at a time when a new AP Ipsos poll shows only about 1 in 4 Americans backs President Bush's handling of war policy.
It basically suggests that the bottom is dropping out of support for this war and for the president's handling of the war. Those are extremely low numbers by any standard.
Ohio State political science professor John Mueller says the main reason for the continuing erosion in support for the war is the rising tide of U.S. casualties. Already this month, 33 Americans have been killed. Well, actor Wesley Snipes has been arrested in Orlando. That's where CBS's Peter King is standing by live with the story.
Well, Nick, he surrendered to IRS agents this morning at the Orlando airport and should be in court right now answering charges of conspiracy and tax fraud. Back in October, Snipes was indicted for failing to file tax returns for 6 years. Prosecutors say he also lied about his income on 2 returns. He faked some $15 million in payments, even asked for millions in refunds he wasn't due. If convicted on all counts, he could face 16 years in prison.
It was 26 years ago today that John Lennon was shot down on a New York City street. Sean Strub watched as police took away the killer, Mark David Chapman.
He almost had a sort of sneer on his face. I mean, he was proud of what he had done.
Today in newspaper ads, Lennon's widow Yoko Ono is calling for the day to be turned into a global day of forgiveness, even though she's acknowledged that she's not yet ready to absolve Chapman. Across the Potomac from Washington, rescuers have rushed to the scene of an accident on the 24th floor of a high-rise under construction, one that may have trapped several workers. Reporter Christy King of CBS affiliate WTOP has more.
A construction worker, Oscar, says a scaffold framework collapsed that was supposed to be holding concrete that was being poured. It let loose.
The nation's jobless rate climbed last month, but not by much. It rose a tenth of a point to 4.5%. Economist Mark Zandi.
It was a strong report, a sturdy report. 130,000 plus jobs means that the economy is absorbing all those folks that are out there looking for work.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 4, the NASDAQ a fraction. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pix.
Hi, Bob.
Meg, when I was a kid, we were always moving.
Oh, was your dad in the Army?
No, he had a moving company.
This holiday, you know what to get someone on the go?
Corrugated boxes.
A 17-inch dual-core notebook with a gig of memory and a 120-gig hard drive.
Ah.
Just $699.99 after savings and rebate.
Wow.
Plus, CompUSA has complete gift packs.
Really?
Buy a main item like a notebook or a TV and then save 10% on qualifying accessories when you buy three or more. There are 8 different complete gift pack categories. See CompUSA for details.
Today's guest stylist is Laura. She's showing us the latest ways to spruce up for the holidays at Kohl's Incredible Christmas Sale. Laura?
The season calls for touches of silver and gold, so anything that shines is catching my eye. Look at these silver plates. They really say holiday magic.
Wow.
Then it's straight over to metallic tops to dress up any outfit.
Incredible savings await you at Kohl's Incredible Christmas Sale this Friday and Saturday. Find lowest prices of the season on Friday Night Owl and Saturday Early Bird Specials. Kohl's. Expect great things.
I'm Brenda Stewart with an AM 760 local news update. Yes, that was a meteor flashing through the pre-dawn skies over the Front Range this morning.
We're in the middle of one of the year's meteor showers. It's called the Geminid meteor shower because a lot of them seem to come from the constellation of Gemini. People who saw that fireball, they were lucky. Most people never get to see that.
Dr. Doug Duncan's an astronomer at CU Boulder's Fisk Planetarium and says the meteor may have only been the size of a basketball, but that's large enough for parts of it to have landed somewhere in Colorado. A $10,000 reward now being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of whoever killed a woman scheduled to testify in an attempted murder trial next week. 28-year-old Colonian Louisa James Clark was shot to death as she tried to get away from several men who broke into her home late Wednesday. And an airman at the Air Force Academy returns to duty today. A military jury yesterday acquitted First Class Ricardo Villamil of sexual assault. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Brenda Stewart. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Brenda. Southbound 25 still experiencing some late morning delays. I-70 to Speer for your downtown ride. We're also bogged down from an earlier wreck, Colfax to 6th, and we still have pretty heavy volume from University down to Evans. Southbound 225, another area that's sluggish. That's through the tech center. Otherwise, and we're in nice recovery around the city. Security wait time at DIA.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactiv will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactiv uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
African-American because he grew up in Hawaii. If his dad's African, he's more of an African-American than most African-Americans. Wouldn't that be the case?
You know, I don't know, but it would seem to me that, like I said before...
He's first generation then, wouldn't he be?
He's a black man, so he's got to know what
his
it's...
His dad's from Africa, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
And his mom's from America, so he would be first generation. So to intimate that, you know, he's... you know, not that, or, you know, that he's putting on airs is comical, if not ironic, to begin with.
And, well, what's weird is to even have a discussion about it.
Well, you know what it is? It's a pretense to go ahead and start bashing him because they're scared of him running for president.
Well, right, and then because they're out of gas and have nothing else to say.
Exactly, and they're flippant, and, you know, just like Hannity and Limbaugh and everybody, is that, you know, just it's hard to deal with the truth. Especially when their window of opportunity, as far as their audience goes, is closing, and that's a good thing for all of us.
Well,
so.
I don't know how anybody can listen to them and buy into what they're selling, and I've tried.
Well,
I just can't make the connection.
I'm a former Republican, so you don't have to tell me about it. And so, I'm one of the independents that will never vote Republican again. And I think that was something that was missing in the election. Everybody thought that it was going to be a base situation when Kerry got out there. I think the independents were finally looking for someone to be strong in the Democratic Party and start calling a spade, like Kerry did. And the Democrats, who are very, let's say, not... Have a spine, you know. Kerry would have won, I believe, in 2004 if he'd got and fought back on that Swift vote. You know.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah.
If he would have fought back and said, "Forget you," you know, how dare you point a finger at me when I've got bullet wounds and you and were hiding in Alabama, and you know that's where he was too diplomatic and he should have fought fire with fire. And so when he did that a week before the election, and all the Democrats were saying, "Oh, man, you know, well, he's going to lose seats for us." I don't believe that at all. I think finally someone, you know, he stood up, and the people that bashed him that are hardcore Democrats, okay, that have been forever, don't realize that their independents go, okay, finally somebody stood up. Now, me, I was already with you guys and have been for 3 or 4 years. So, but the independents need somebody to say, you know what, good, finally, you know. And they use that as a dichotomy of what I think carried the election, which was the 20% in the middle that were former Republicans, the ones that where they lost probably 8% of the base, you know, from the neo whatever they are, neo crazies, and you know it's good to see that the 60% overtook the 40%, and the 40% are slowly dying out, and you know in reference to Iraq, the whole point is. If it's chaotic over there, Halliburton can continue to make money. And Bush will, you know, doesn't recognize or will not choose not to recognize anything, especially the commission that he set up, you know, and to sit there and act, you know, I think he probably needs some Zoloft or Prozac or something because he's very incoherent, you know, and he will continue to do that.
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. And one of the things I think it's part and parcel of this is if you look into all of us, I mean, to our human nature, it's real hard for any of us to say we screwed up, we're sorry, we're wrong. How about making a massive mistake on the level that he has made and that the people around him have made? How do you turn?
How do you say you're sorry to thousands of Iraqis, and how do you say you're sorry to 3,000 Americans? You can't say that, you know. And that's part of the deal, is there, you know, you can't sometimes get the crap back inside the pig, and that's where they're stuck. And the fact that he set that up, and you know, he set that up for political reasons and fallout to the election. But when they come back a month later with tangible stuff that's against what they've been doing, and you can't, and you try to bash Baker and Meese, I mean, those guys are about as conservative as they come, and you know, it's comical. And all he's doing is just painting himself further into the corner where he's, you know, and you haven't heard anything from Cheney, have you? You haven't heard... Since the election, you haven't heard a word from Cheney.
No, Cheney's been relatively quiet.
You haven't heard a word from him because he knows, you know, the gig's up, and it is up. And eventually, you know, that glass house, once you get a crack in it, eventually it's all going to fall to pieces. And Hannity and Limbaugh are at the tail end of it, and they know it too. And that's the beautiful part about it.
Yeah, I think they all know it. I think they all know that. Now the approval rating for Bush's handling is down to 27%, and I think everybody gets it. I think everybody gets it. There's still a core of people who don't, and we hear from them every once in a while, and you go to the right-wing talk stations, you'll hear from them, but they're fighting a losing battle because the majority of the American public just doesn't buy what the administration's selling anymore.
I love the anger that they show because they don't have anything else to. They can't fight facts. Because they don't have any facts to fight it with.
No, they're stuck, man.
They rather just call you names and hang up on you and threaten you because they can't deal with reality. They can't look in the mirror, you know. And I want to thank you for your humanity in reference to your mental health situation by, you know, encouraging dialogue as well as trying to help other people out. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will listen and talk to you later.
Yep, you got it, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Jay in Littleton. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Sounds like we almost broke up there. Couple things here. I guess I wanted to say, lately I've noticed you've been saying you're thinking about going somewhere else, doing something else or whatever, but... I think you and the rest of the people that I've been hearing on 760 were a big contribution to turning the 06 election around. And the other thing I'm wondering, especially after seeing Keith Olbermann last night, do you think there's a good chance that there's going to be a civil war in the Republican Party before the 08 election? Because it seems like there seems like a group that's so far right that they're just flat crazy, and there's another group that's trying to save the party for being what it should be.
Yeah, I think there's going to be definite problems there. I think there's going to be a lot of problems there. I think there's a war between the two. Between this, I think this coalition that Karl Rove's put together is coming unraveled. So I think there's pressure there. I think if the war is not settled. And there's a good chance that it won't be because this guy who's leading us will ignore what has come out of that report, basically. I think that this thing will still be around and that Republicans who have to run will have to run with this hanging over their heads, which will make it even worse. I think they're in for some really, 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 really rough times. I really do. I think they're in for some really tough, 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 tough times.
Yeah, I think one thing that really struck me was the arrogance when Bush was talking to the English guy about the guy was trying to give him an out, and Bush was thinking, "Well, things are bad."
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's just like, are you trying to insult my intelligence? But I just wonder if the so-called Christian Coalition for, in fact, I can't think this morning. I wonder if they're going to get shoved aside. That things will be so dire, as you pointed out, by then, they're going to have to shove them aside and fight for their lives because this thing with Iraq, the way Bush is going to handle it, is just going to overwhelm them.
I don't think it's so much about that. I think it would be more about the idea that they don't ever get anything out of the administration, that they don't get anything out of the GOP, that the GOP promises and plays, you know, plays to them, but then doesn't come through and doesn't deliver. I mean, the vice president's daughter is having a child, for God's sakes. They hate that. They hate children out of wedlock, and they also hate lesbians.
Anything else they can hate.
So, I mean, it's like, yeah, they'll stand up there and they'll say that they want a constitutional amendment against gay marriage, but you don't see one, do you?
No, I think what I'm getting at, it looks to me like the wedge issues are going to evaporate. And then it's going to be a case of, okay, now what do? We got this albatross around our neck, and these other guys are going to go off and form their own party, which would be great. Just get them off the site and let them just take care of one another. But I don't know. It'll be 2 years of, for a political junkie that I've turned in, it'll be 2 years of just being able to sit and watch it. Thanks for what you've been.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird to see how they handle it. It's going to be weird to see what they do.
You're right. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, you got it, pal. Couple lines open here at 303-713-7600. Yeah, what about old-line conservatives? Where are they supposed to go? How are they supposed to feel comfortable? They're supposed to be about smaller government, less government intrusion, and they got people running the party who have enlarged the government, one into everybody's bedrooms, have exercised no checks and balances on spending. Where are they going to go? What are they going to do? Who's going to be their standard bearer in 08?
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Bill,
else?
Yes, Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I used to love that.
John Lennon, do a little Elvis there. Minutes after 9, high today 59, sunny, Friday, open phones. Phone line open at 303-713-7600. The show available on podcast, am760.net. Ron Loveland, Ron, you're on AM760. Good morning. Ron? Ron once. Ron twice. Ron's history. Well, it leaves an open line. 303-713-7600. Kevin, Denver. Kevin, you're on AM760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Jay, I think this country desperately needs a new party, brand new party.
Well, I don't agree with that, but, you know, you have a right to your opinion. I find the Democratic Party to be fine.
I would like to see a party that is more focused on the American worker, one that does, that won't take a contribution more than $100.
Well, the way things are set up, though, you can't play the game, and you can't get in the game unless you can raise the money, and it's very, very hard to run a political campaign without money. The thing that the Democrats have going for them, which has been increasing now year by year, is the fact that because of the internet, more and more small donors are getting together to be able to get involved and to help out campaigns, which cuts out the need for your traditional large money donors. And it's going to continue to be that way as participation in the internet continues to grow. But you can't limit people's free speech, and the Supreme Court has granted corporations the rights of people. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's the way it is. And I'd like to see public financing of campaigns, and there is a growing movement to have public financing of campaigns, but we're not quite there yet.
Sure. Yeah, it would be great if the Democratic Party maybe tried a little harder to take care of the worker before the corporation. I don't have faith that they'll make that change, though. I don't think that'll happen.
What is it exactly that you want them to do?
I don't know. It just seems to me like, if you're not a corporation, you're not really being represented by either of these two parties. That's the way I feel.
Well, I mean, I don't get that feeling. I think it depends on how involved you are. I think it depends on how much you work at it and how much you lean on it and how much you put into it, because nothing changes overnight, and change is a very, very hard thing to achieve. But you've got to work at it, and you've got to get involved. And, I mean,
sure,
you look at the caucuses that go on, how many people show up to those. You look at the elections themselves and how many people are involved in the actual campaigns. There's not a huge outpouring. There are more people, say, for instance, would rather sit home on Sunday and watch sports than you know, walk their neighborhood canvassing for a candidate. You've got all these things that make up that make up elections and make up things that go on, and a lot of people, man, are just you know what they're real good at? They're real good at, like, calling talk shows and sending emails and doing all of that, but they don't get involved. I mean, they sit back and they don't get involved, and then they don't like what happens. And then they go like, well, I don't like that, and it doesn't, you know, I think that's wrong and blah, 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 but they don't show up. They don't make their voice heard. I mean, it takes more than just writing your senator or your congressman an email every once in a while. I mean, you got to get in on the ground floor, and there's plenty of room for people to get in and do that. I don't want to use the word confrontation, but I have these exchanges with people all the time about this stuff. Not necessarily what you're talking about, but I'm talking about other issues, and I'll ask them questions like, "Well, if you don't like this, what are you doing about it? What are you prepared to do about it?" And the answers I'll always classically get back is they'll change the subject, or they won't want to confront it. Example. Let me give you a concrete example. I personally think that the way that people have, the way the detainees at Guantanamo and Jose Padilla, the way he's being treated, I think that's wrong. And there are two organizations that, among many, that are involved in that. One of them is the Center for Constitutional Rights. The other one is the ACLU. I had an exchange with a guy. I had him make fun of the ACLU, and I asked him directly, okay, if you don't like this and you think this is so terrible, what are you doing about it? And he never answered me. He just turned back around and went down some other course of the road of the argument. And I eventually just said, okay, well, then, you know, what am I going to do? I mean, if you don't like that, hey, the Center for Constitutional Rights and the ACLU, they need money to wage these campaigns. They need money to get into court. They need volunteers. They need help. So if you want to change things, you know, you got to get active. And if we all got active, then things would change. I mean, look how much we've accomplished just by the amount of us who are voters who voted, who showed up, or voted absentee. We showed up in more numbers than they did. And a lot of their people crossed over. I mean, that's what it's all about. So the way I look at it is this way. If you don't like what the Democratic Party's doing, and I don't like everything about the Democratic Party either, my answer is get involved with the Democratic Party and make your voice heard and raise your objections and see if you can get in the inside and engineer some kind of a change.
Yeah.
Because operating from the outside is not going to get you there. I mean, you know, we're not going to get 100% of what we want in life, but here's the thing. We always got hope. And if we just don't sit on our half moons, if we try to do something, and if enough of us push hard enough, something will happen.
Yeah, a little pressure from everyone in the right direction will definitely make it happen.
That's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. Pressure. It's what it's all about. It's all about pressure. And we can exert it. We can make it happen. I really believe that. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's better than laying down and doing nothing.
Sure.
Right?
Yep, definitely is.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Talk to you. 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, we have a couple of late morning problems, actually several. A southbound 25 between I-70 and 20th, a disabled vehicle partially blocking your left-hand lane there. Eastbound I-70 east of Peoria had a wreck involving a UPS truck, so that one could tie up traffic for a bit. Westbound Boulder Turnpike, a broken-down vehicle, is blocking up the left median there, just north of
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans. and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let ICON's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why ICON can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't. Hey, don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth for yourself. Call today. Set up a consultation. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit ICON online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter CON.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Default! Everybody's making love, and no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot. They're starting back
to John Lennon. So finish what you got. As we kind of mourn and remember and commemorate his passing today, 26 years ago. Hard to believe it was 26 years ago. 9:34, 34 minutes after 9. High today, 59. Sunny, 26 years later, and look where I am. Okay. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And it's Jay Marvin here, Open Phones. This show available on podcast at am760.net. And we go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay. Actually, I'm in Kansas right now, but I live in Aurora. But
oh, okay. Well,
needless to say, you know, I had to respond to a guy who had said something about how do we say that we are sorry in this situation. And you know something? We have something really nice right now in the fact that we have YouTube. And, I mean, I don't want to push him on your station or anything like that, but you know something? If anybody wanted to get out and say just how sorry they wanted to be or how sorry they are for this administration or how sorry we are or what our country has done in this war and a lot of the other things that we've done that have compromised our relations with the rest of the world, YouTube is a way to do that. And I think if you flooded YouTube enough with enough people who did that, who were willing to apologize for some of our actions that are less than above the table, you might say, everybody's going to see it. I mean, everybody's going to hear it. And that's one thing nice about that. On another note, I'm all for public financing, but how are we going to find a senator or a congressman to start pushing a bill through that says that we need to get this public financing done when currently that's how their system runs is without it, you know, with all the other stuff, and that every congressman that gets in there, whether Democrat or Republican, are still going to fall into this trap of having to raise their money through the 527. We need someone with enough gumption to be able to present a bill, and not necessarily a bill that our congressmen or our senators can vote on, but a referendum vote for people in everybody in the United States to vote on. How, I guarantee you it would pass if everybody in the United States was able to vote on public financing. But if you're going to let just congressmen and senators vote on it, it won't pass.
Well, they're the ones, though, that have to change it. I mean, it has to be done at a federal level, and they're the ones that have got to initiate the change. And the trick is that you got to find candidates who run for office who believe in public financing and then support them. I mean, that's the only way I know how to do that. I mean, you can do it on a state level for state offices. I mean, they have it in Arizona. They have it in some other states, and they're talking about it in this state. But you're going to have to get people on the federal level who are going to have to support it. But once again, that's one of those things where, you know, if there's enough groundswell and enough grassroots support for something, and if people push hard enough and make a big enough deal out of it, that eventually somebody's going to pick up on it, and eventually there's going to be a demand for it. Right now, it's discussed every once in a while, but it's not an A-list priority in most people's minds. Now, there are movements afoot, both federally and also in the state. And in the state, Morgan Carroll, whose representative's got one, to start to try to close the loopholes on these 527 groups. So that's already out there. But we're just going to have to, for those of us who believe in public financing, we're just going to have to keep pushing it. We're just going to have to ask those questions of those prospective people who run for office and see where they stand on it and say, yeah, you know, if you support it, I support you.
Well, and also, I don't think it's going to come at a federal level to start with. I think what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to find states in themselves who will put on the ballot and make it a ballot issue should there be public financing for state congressmen and senators and governorships and so on and so forth. And if it passes in a few states, then it's going to just snowball. And it will have to go up to the federal level.
I think you could be right about that. And there are more and more legislators and more states that are talking about it.
Well, and I think that may be something that, sure, you may need to get 35,000, 40,000 signatures on a petition to have that done. But we need somebody to start that, and I wish I could. I'm not in a position to do so.
Well, there's already
not my signature.
Well, you know, listen, there've got to be legislators out there who support public financing. I think Ken Gordon once told me on the show that he does. He's a senator in the state legislature. There's got to be others out there who do. What we got to do is we just got to find out who they are and then connect up with them and push them to go ahead and to try to stick that legislation in there and try to get it passed.
Well, and I don't know that it's something that you may want to keep in the back of your mind when you have these state senators on and these state congressmen on and the people who run our state as it is right now, but maybe it's something that we should always ask them. When are we going to start having public financing for at least our state and see if there's something that they'll take by the horns as well and not necessarily put a petition together, but I believe that the only way you're going to get it done is to have a petition put together.
Well, I think it's worth exploring, and I'll tell you something. We will get some people on in the future to talk about it.
Because I think we need to get something going now so we may be able to see something on our next election 2 years from now.
I think you're right. I think you're wholeheartedly correct. And we'll start asking around.
Good deal. Hey, you guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy, and I probably won't talk to you until after your surgery, so have a good one there. Get well, and have a happy holidays. You too, Turk.
All right, ma'am. Hey, we love you. Have a good holiday. Drive safe.
All right, we'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, I'm all for public financing. Here's John at Highlands Ranch says public financing is on the way. Is he on four? Oh, okay. I can't read. John, go ahead, man. You say it's on the way? No? No, three's gone. Okay, is it four? Okay. John, is this you? John? Maybe he's not there. He's on two. Okay. John, hi, you there?
Hey, Jay. 4, 3, 2. I was hoping to get to one.
Well, okay, I'll move you to one.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know how to sound that way, but I think it needs to be. You know, one of the big arguments against it is, oh, there's the tax dollars again. But I read something in The Nation a few months back. Somebody with credentials who had said that federal financing, a federal financing system would cost the American public about $20 a year, each person. So, I mean, when you consider it's supposedly going to be $1 trillion extra in prescription medicine in the next 10 years because of the Medicaid thing they did, and all the other places that their corporate legislation costs us money, I mean, that's a bad argument. But I also think that, you know, we got into a problem we did because nobody wanted to get out and vote, nobody got involved. Then we spoke, and this election said it all. But we got to be careful not to think that the Democrats we put in power are not going to be a panacea to all our ills unless we continue to stay involved and tell them what we expect of them. Because these are people that got elected playing that corporate financed system, and they know how to play that game. And so there are going to be a number of Democrats, too, who are going to be reluctant to change it. And I think we have to continue to be vocal to make this happen so that there's an even playing field. These guys are in office, and they're spending all their time trying to make money for the next election, and none of our work is getting done. So I really think we need to push in that direction.
Well, I agree. We can't, you know, and I don't think they're a panacea. I don't think anybody thinks they're a panacea.
Well, I don't think, I'm not saying everybody does, but we got to be careful not to slip back and rest on our laurels again. We have to continue to be involved and contact and push and get involved and show up at the meetings. And, you know, you're right. But, you know, it's more than writing letters to the media and to the congressmen and all that, but that is a very important thing. We don't want to put that down too much. And if that's all people need around to do in their lives while they're trying to keep their families alive right now in this economy, then, I mean, it's still something. But we all need to be voiced.
We just need to stay involved, man. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too, buddy. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa month. How's that?
You got it.
All right, buddy.
All right. Happy holidays. 9:44. It's 16 before 10. Open phones, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's get a look at traffic now with Rick Morgan.
Jay, we're in pretty good shape on the drive around town. Just a couple of places might slow you down. Southbound I-25 approaching 20th. There's a driver had a flat tire, got out to fix the flat, and ended up locking his keys in the car. So he's blocking part of that left lane. That's going to back it up a little bit as you head into the downtown area. Once again, on I-70 eastbound around Peoria, got an accident, car and a UPS truck involved there. That's going to slow you down as you head over to 225 or if you're heading out to the airport. And just got word of an accident southbound I-25 approaching Lincoln. Weather forecast, mostly sunny today, highs in the mid to upper 50s for tonight. Look for clear skies, low of 26. Partly sunny, upper 50s tomorrow, low 50s for Sunday. Should be a good weekend. Right now it's 44 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Michelin Winter Tires, the safety of starting, stopping, and cornering traction.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
1,000 American children were reported missing last year. Do your part in the war against child abduction by calling 1-800-THE-LOST with any information that can help authorities find a missing child. This message courtesy of Aqua Bright Dry Cleaners at 6650 West 120th Avenue in Broomfield. From hats to suits, forget the rest, they're the best. That's Aqua Bright Dry Cleaners in Broomfield.
9:46, 46 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas from all the folks at Rocky's Autos. And now you can bring the kids to Rocky's, see Santa Claus. Old St. Nick, jolly old St. Nick, will be there every Saturday until Christmas, including this Saturday. He'll be there from noon until 4. That's December 9th, this Saturday, December the 16th, and December the 23rd, from noon until 4 each day. And while, of course, the kids are telling Santa what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 late model clean vehicles to see if there's room under the tree for one for you. And their selection's so huge, I can't imagine you not finding something you want. Matching down is continuing, so it's like Rocky's will give you up to a $1,500 holiday gift so you can buy a new car. Whether you put down whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rocky's will match it. Santa Claus and a matching down going on throughout the holidays at Rocky's Autos. You can also check out Rocky's Autos online at rockysautos.com. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. See the inventory. Plus, you can pre-qualify for a car loan, cut down on the time of the paperwork, and you can do all the shopping you want to do for the comfort of your home or your office, or get out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so they're open tonight until 9. And get out there and see my friends, the Alshear Brothers, Tom and Marv. They'll take care of you. They'll handle you. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera. He'll take care of you, too. He's my good buddy, and Fred Labrato and all the gang at Rockies who work very, 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 very hard to make sure that you're happy. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Rockies has been in business and has been operating the way they've been operating since 1982. And people keep going back time and time again. And Mary and I are just two examples of that. And a lot of our friends and a lot of our family, too. They're really good folks out of Rockies. Just can't say enough about them. And now you can bring the kids out to see Santa Claus. Santa Claus will be there every Saturday until Christmas. That's this Saturday, December the 19th. December the 16th and December the 23rd, that's noon until 4 each day out of Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
John Lennon. High 59, sunny. Power to the People originated with the Black Panther Party and Huey Newton and Bobby Seale. And there's a good book out about Huey Newton and Huey Newton's pathology. I believe it's called Would You Die for Me? And I've been meaning to buy that and read it, but I'm so far behind on reading stuff. And then the other thing is, you know what I just decided this morning at 9:50, 10 minutes after 10? Not that it affects your life in any way, shape, or form. But I just decided it, and I'm just going to say it. I'm going to change my email address. I am sick and tired of my email provider. Now, I can download my email and I can get it web-based. And the web-based version of my email sucks. Why am I putting up with this? Thing is, I'm not sure what to go to. What are you using for personal email there, John?
Well, I use Comcast. I have Comcast internet, phone, and cable at my house, so I have a Comcast account. And I've never had issues with it. I mean, my wife gets a ton of spam, but I don't get hardly any.
Oh, God, I get spam. I get spam for everything you can think of. Stock tips?
Well, we had a suggestion, I think, from a couple listeners the other day on how to... There's a couple websites that you can go to and sign up, and it kind of cuts down on the amount of spam you get to your email, but... So I'm looking at doing that for my Clear Channel address is the one that gets all the spam. I don't know how they got that.
Yeah, I don't get any spam off that. The only thing John and I get on the Clear Channel address is we get ridiculous people who send us ridiculous guests of things that we would never do, and sometimes we'll pass them to each other and say, oh, well, you know, let's do this. And a couple of times, you know, we answer back, are you got to be kidding me?
The gift of weaving for the holidays.
Yeah, that's one of them. Model trains. Like, could you imagine if those of you who listen to the station, could you imagine if you turned the radio on at 7:10 in the morning and we had a guest on talking about holiday cooking tips? But there are people out there who do that, and they, you know what they do? They send you spam. They don't bother to figure out what the radio station's all about. They just send you this stuff through the email, hoping that you're going to like get in touch with them. And I've actually sent a couple of them emails back saying, hey, you know what? Thanks, but it's not what we do. But I got to change my regular. I got to change my personal email address. I got to work on that today. I definitely do. Layla, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Layla, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. This is Layla. I'm calling from the People's Clinic in Boulder. I'm actually calling in reference to an earlier caller. You had a 22-year-old bipolar man who had moved to Colorado from Austin and was having trouble accessing his medication and health care.
Right.
And I just wanted to let him and your listeners know about community health centers. People's Clinic is a community health center in Boulder, and community health centers exist to serve people who are medically underserved and uninsured. We take Medicaid. We have sliding fee scales for people who don't qualify for Medicaid. We can help people get onto state reimbursement programs. We even had something called DAP, which is a drug assistance program, where we can help people access discounted or free medications donated by pharmaceutical companies.
Now, he's in Denver. Can he drive up there?
He can, and there are also community health centers located in Denver.
You don't happen to have the address of one, do you?
I can give you the website that gives you the addresses of all of them across the state.
Ooh, aren't you cool? Yeah, we'll take it.
It's www.cchn.org. That is the Colorado Community Health Network. They're kind of the advocacy and governing body for all of the community health centers across the state.
Okay, that's ccn.org.
CCHN.
Oh, CCHN.org.
Mm-hmm. But if he wanted to come up to Boulder, we would be happy to see him at the People's Clinic. Our phone number for our appointments is 303-449-6050, and this is what we exist to do.
Okay, you better repeat that number again.
303-449-6050.
All right. You know what? You're great. You're great for calling them with this information. Really, really appreciate it.
Well, he's not the first caller I've heard on your show with this sort of issue, and the community health centers are an amazing resource in Colorado, and not everyone who needs them knows about them.
Well, you're a lifesaver.
I hope so. That's what we try to do. We provide comprehensive primary and preventive care. It's what we're here for.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Wasn't that nice? Isn't that cool? Yeah. All right. Let's go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have two questions, and they're related. One is they're basically about the health of the liberal and the conservative media. The first one is about the conservative media. For about 6 years, we've had talking points from Fox News that were, you know, in lockstep with the Republican administration and with all the senators and congressmen.
and it was relatively easy for them to just say that the war is going great and the good things are being underreported, things like that. Now, it must be harder. Now, I don't watch Fox News, but I'm trying to understand what they're going to start doing now that you have a splinter between the congressman and Gates saying things aren't going well.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to start suffering their numbers. Fox News' numbers are down 28 to 29%.
So that was actually, and I wondered if that was going to continue to be hard because now it's not such an easy game for them to play. Second question, and this is one really for you. You know, I hear, if you ever do watch O'Reilly, he'll say that Air America is bankrupt, and he forecasted that. And you hear that they've filed certain chapter of this and chapter of that. And as a listener, you wonder, does that mean Air America is going away? Are they going to recover? And that's never talked about on your show or Randy Rose or anything. So I wonder if you could kind of tell us what's happening with Air America and is it going to stay around?
Don't know if it's going to stay around or not. Waiting to see, waiting for an announcement. Regardless of what happens, it will not affect us. They are only a program provider. They are not. We are not owned by them. Ed Schultz's program is done by a separate company. And what would end up happening would be that if they left, we would just find other shows to replace the ones that are going away. That's the best answer I can give you because that's the most honest answer I know.
Thank you. That's probably better than the Fox News answer would be to my question. So I really appreciate it, and I hope you guys stay around because I think you've been really effective in that last turnaround. So I hope you keep coming, keep with it.
Well, we're going to keep trying to hang in here, pal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Eric, good email provider. 30 seconds, go. Give it to me.
All right. No reason to have email provided by your cable company or telephone or anything. Just go to Yahoo or Google. They got spam blockers. You can check your mail anywhere in the world all the time.
Done deal.
Don't bother with the other guys.
All right. Done deal, man. Thanks, Eric. All right. That's it. Back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Have a good weekend. Al's next.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call Hi-Tech Import in Lakewood.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I